Birthday, Junior!
Thanks, guys!
So what'd your dad get you for your birthday, dude?
Yeah, did he get you a car?
Well, it is my 16th birthday, so hopefully my dad got me a Corvette like I've always wanted.
Your dad cannot afford a Corvette.
Yeah, be realistic, dude. Maybe a Honda.
He's had 16 years to save up money. He definitely got me a Corvette, and I can see it now. Driving with the top down with a hot girl in my passenger seat.
Junior, I'm right here!
You're the hot girl I'm talking about!
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about her. I'm talking like I'll have a new girl every single day, just straight up road dome.
Mm-hmm, I don't blame you, dude. Hey, Junior, happy birthday, you little brat. You're finally 16. You grew some hair on your balls.
Thanks, Dad. So did you get me a gift? Maybe one with a steering wheel?
Oh, yeah, it's a big-ass steering wheel.
You know Corvettes, known for their big-ass steering wheels.
I don't think so.
All right, Dad, I'm ready to see it.
Okay, so close your eyes and walk down the stairs backwards.
All right, going right now. Corvette. Corvette, 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 Corvette.
He's not getting a Corvette. Yeah, he shouldn't have walked down the stairs backwards with his eyes closed.
All right, Junior, turn around.
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
Happy birthday.
Dad, what is this?
This is a big rig, an 18-wheeler.
You got me a semi-truck for my first car?
No, I got you a career. You can make so much money with this.
I wanted a Corvette.
How is a Corvette going to make you money, silly? Look, look, why would I give you a fish when I could teach you how to fish? This is your fishing pole, Junior.
Fishing pole?
Yeah! Are you a virgin?
Of course I am, Dad. I'm 16.
Look, all you gotta do is pull up to a truck stop and you'll be swarmed with lot lizard poon. I used to get 3 at one time. Yeah, so, go ahead. Get in. I'll see you in 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah, bye. Adios!
I don't even know how to drive this thing! Wow. I can't believe my dad got me a stupid semi-truck for my 16th birthday. No one's gonna be my friend after I drive this. How do I even start it? Whoa! Easy, girl, easy.
Trucker 457, you copy? Trucker 457, do you copy?
Yes, I copy.
What's your trucker sign and where are you located?
This is Puffy Cheeto coming out of Florida. What you need, big dog?
What are you hauling there, Puffy Cheeto?
I'm carrying 2 pigs and a pony, but I got room for a caterpillar.
Can you come by and pick up a load for Seattle?
Yeah. Seattle?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll be there. 2 fortnights and a pickle.
Right.
All right, coming. Gotta start driving.
Hey, don't you pull out in front of me. Don't you pull out in front of me. Oh, you bitch. You bitch. You know how heavy this truck is? I can't just stop it. Ugh, Mr. Doritos. Coke.
Puppuccino? Puppuccino, do you copy? This is Big Snout.
Hey, Big Snout, this is Puppuccino. I copy.
Copy, Puppuccino. You got the one Kansas Drifter wall to wall and treetop tall. I'm tanning, listening in. Sitting aside.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead down and hammer down the accelerator to get some of this go-go juice and motion lotion to keep this bird flying.
Copy, Puppy. Look out for them lot lizards. It's mating season.
They're in hate. Oh, snout. I'm waiting for me one of them iguanas. I need my wiener slip.
Kojak with the Kodak at the such and such yard dick.
All right, I'm pulling up to the Love's gas station right now. I got to go, snout. Look, got to fill up on fuel.
Time to fuel up.
Hey, big boy, looking for some company?
Oh, yeah, my pony needs some riding, but I gotta fuel up Big Bertha here and then head on the I-110.
Oh, I want to be filled up, too. And guess what? My snatch looks like that roast beef with the cheddar.
Oh, damn. You're one of them lot iguanas, aren't you?
Yep, ribbit.
Okay, how much?
How much you got?
They got 20.
Well, I'll tell you what. For 60, I'll slurp up a curly fry with my asshole.
Deal.
All right, let's get going.
Yeah, get up in there.
Life is a highway. She wanna ride. All fueled up, ready to go. I love Arby's roast beef and cheddar sandwich.
Puppuccino, come in, Puppuccino.
This is Puppuccino. How's it going, Pig Snout?
Copy, Puppuccino. It's going pretty good. How was your stop?
Oh, I had a lot lizard tickle my pickle and stick a curly fry in her ass.
I know that's true.
And I ate the curly fry.
Oh, you nasty son bitch. heads up, Puppuccino. We got a couple big birds doing a do-si-do north of you on I-110, so keep your eyes peeled and your boots flat.
There's Bernie Fife sitting on the get arm, shot you in the gas. Oh, shit! Oh, darn it, Pig Snout, he got me. Pull me over.
Oh, shit!
Oh, hold on. I got my log papers. I'm good. I've only been driving for 9 hours. I have 2 more hours on my drive log. All right, I'm pulled over. Get off. Shit, stupid bears. I hate when they get me.
Excuse me, sir. You know why I pulled you over?
Did I reach the maximum weight limit to be a truck driver?
Yeah, I'll say you did. You got your logbook?
Oh, yeah. If you check the Love's bathroom 2 miles back, I put a big logbook in the toilet.
Yeah, good joke. Well, I actually see it right here. Yeah, it's pretty heavy. Yeah, it seems like you're doing important business. So, what are you hauling?
Ass.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I got you doing 70 in a construction zone. You could have killed someone.
Listen, buddy, I gotta make it to Los Angeles by 7 p.m. or Big Tony's gonna cut my hours.
Oh, yeah, you don't wanna piss off Big Tony.
No, I do not. I got 3 kids and 4 different women. I gotta pay child support.
That's actually crazy. But seriously, what's in the trailer?
Oh, Costco has another shipment of lube for Diddy.
Damn, that's a lot of lube.
Yeah, I'm 1 of 10 trucks, so, buddy, I gotta get going.
Okay, well, can you at least open it up so I can just make sure?
Yeah, let me meet you down there.
You okay?
Let's make this quick. I gotta pass the big ball of yarn by 5.
All right. Sorry about this, man. I know you're just trying to do your job, but we've had people trying to sneak illegal immigrants across the border, so I just have to make sure.
Oh, no, Mr. Police Officer. It's fine. I'm not trying to sneak illegal immigrants across the border.
What was that?
Nothing. Look, help me open the door. It's really heavy.
Okay.
Yeah, but don't let go. It'll swing back. And stay behind it the whole time.
Okay.
Bombas.
What was that?
Nothing.
Wait, where's all the lube?
Oh, darn it. Oh, Diddy must have got to the baby oil while I was driving.
Oh, damn that, Diddy. Well, everything seems okay. You just drive safe, all right?
Thank you, officer. Ooh, that was close.
You know, Joseph, it's been a long time since we've seen Junior. It's been like 6 months.
I know, dude. I'm kind of worried. What happened to him?
Well, maybe his dad actually did get him that Corvette. He's just been driving around with girls.
But what about us? He could have came and picked us up.
Well, it is a 2-seater.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, what is that?
Jesus, Junior, what happened to you?
Dude, you're huge as hell.
Thank you. Guys, my dad got me a big rig for my 16th birthday.
A big rig? Like an 18-wheeler?
Yep, and I'm a certified truck driver. I drive up and down the United States looking for bears and lot lizards. I'm living the dream, guys.
Okay, why are you so fat?
Why am I so fat? I'm a truck driver. I have to be fat. I drive for 12 hours a day, and all I eat is McDonald's and Arby's. And if there's a Subway, I wait in line. But then I look over at Arby's, and I get a beef and cheddar with curly fries.
Oh. Oh, God, Junior, you stink.
Yeah, dude.
That's just how I smell. I'm a truck driver. All truck drivers smell like this. I mean, the only time we can shower is at a gas station. But why would I use a shower at a gas station? That's just disgusting. I'd rather smell bad. And no matter what soap I use, I always smell this bad once I sit in my truck again. I mean, this is just the life. This is just the smell of a professional truck driver.
Okay, so why do you do this?
Why do I do it? I got a 401k. Do you have a 401k?
No.
I make a lot of money. I make 6 figures a year, but I'm still broke as hell.
Why are you so broke?
I have to pay child support, Cody.
Child support? How could you possibly have a child? It's only been 6 months.
I don't know, Cody. As soon as I went and dropped my first load off, they handed me child support papers. I'm paying child support on 3 kids.
Well, who do you even have a child with?
What? Junior!
Oh, God, that's my wife.
You're married to Penelope?
Yeah, as soon as you become a truck driver, you have to be married with a woman that's bigger than you.
Junior, you owe me child support!
I don't get paid till Tuesday. God damn it, why are you so big?
What?
How are you bigger than me?
Well, Junior, there's nothing to do while you're away, so I just eat snacks and watch Grey's Anatomy.
My job is to drive for 12 hours a day and eat fast food. How are you possibly bigger than me? There's no way. My job is to be fat. There's no way you're bigger than me.
Junior, I'm sorry, okay? There's just nothing else for me to do.
What's nothing else for you to do? You go to the gym and be hot for me for when I get home. You don't see me except for twice a year, so when I get home, I want a hot wife to look at, not this big, fat lard ass.
Well, if you pay child support, maybe I'll lose the weight.
Well, I do pay child support, but every time I do, I get a warrant in another state for being behind on child support. I don't know what's happening with my life. How the hell are you bigger than me? Guys, I'm a hitter.
No, dude, I don't blame you.
Jenny, you can't hit her.
Truck drivers are allowed to beat their wives. If their wife is bigger than them, after we provide and we drive all around the country and we come home and our wife's bigger than them, we can hit them.
It's a part of the creed, dude. I don't blame you. Handle your business.
All right, come here, bitch.
Junior, get away from me.
I'm hitting you.
Junior, stop it.
Come on, Junior, come on.
Dude, they're just going to belly bump and then fall.
Whoa.
See? And now it's going to take forever to pick their ass up.
I can't get up.
Don't help that bitch up. She needs to do some workout. Yeah, keep eating cinnamon rolls. I saw the charges on my card.
They're good.
You're a big bitch.
Okay, you're just rude.
No. All right, guys, I got to get going. I got to get to Montgomery by 8 o'clock.
Montgomery?
Yeah, I got to pick up toilet paper and deliver it to Nebraska.
Nebraska?
Yeah, and I'm already getting in trouble with my boss because last night I fell asleep while driving and Lightning McQueen slid out the back of my trailer and he's lost. I don't know where he's at.
Well, maybe check Radiator Springs.
You know where he's at?
It's just a hunch.
Okay, I'm going to go try to find Lightning McQueen and get him to the big race in California.
Jesus.
Life is a highway. She wanna ride it all night long. I'm so tired. Let me drink some of my coffee.
Bubba Cheeto, do you copy?
Hey, Pig Snout, this is Bubba Cheeto.
Oh, what's wrong, Bubba? You sound like you got an alligator in the wire.
Well, I just saw my wife after 6 months, and she's bigger than me. Exactly. How is she bigger than us? Like, my job is to sit here for 12 hours and eat fast food. How can she be fatter than me?
Well, did you hear her yet?
Of course I have to pop her, Pig Snout.
Hell right. Teach her a lesson.
Oh, Pig Snout, I'm getting really tired. I'm over my hours.
Don't you fall asleep. Don't you be a pussy.
I'm not going to fall asleep. I'm just going to keep drinking my coffee. I've had 3 5-hour energies.
Oh, Puffy Cheeto, you know that ain't safe. You know what you need to do? You just need to do a little cocaine.
I don't know how to get cocaine. I've been talking a lot, Lizard, trying to get them. I'm just going to drink more coffee. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, my chest hurts so much.
Puppuccino? Puppuccino done had a heart
attack. Happening.
Oh, hey, you're alive.
Hey, doctor, what happened?
Well, you drank too many energy drinks and ate too much fast food, so you had a heart attack while driving.
Oh, no, did I crash my big rig?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You plowed into standstill traffic and you killed about 27 people.
Oh, no, am I going to jail?
No, because you had a medical emergency.
Okay, well, I gotta get back to driving. I gotta make it to Vermont by 7 o'clock.
No, you actually can't drive anymore.
What? How am I gonna pay my child support?
Junior! Are you okay?
How are you bigger than me?
What?
How? You've gotten even bigger. There's no way. My job is to sit down and eat fast food for 12 hours a day. How is she bigger than me? It's like she's trying to outfat me.
Junior, I'm just a little bloated because I'm on my period.
I'm a hitter. I have to hit her.
Yeah, go ahead. You're a truck driver. Your job's to be fat. How is she bigger than you?
Now, how are you bigger than me? Come on, bitch. I'm hitting you.
My chili ravioli spaghettios is almost done. Chef Pippi, how do you do it?
Oh, man, that smells so good. You need to be stopped. Put on the most wanted list. Jesus.
All right, Thomas. Are you ready to pull off the greatest stunt of all time? The jump over Chef Pee-Pee while he's cooking and make him really mad 360, 3000 burial McTwist? Thomas, if you pull this jump off, you'll go down in history as the coolest train of all time. Okay, and the crowd goes wild.
What the hell, Junior? You got the Thomas in my chili!
He wasn't supposed to land in the chili, Chef Pee-Pee. He was supposed to go up the pizza box ramp, jump over you, and then land.
He's not supposed to be in the kitchen anyways! You're supposed to play in the living room!
Well, I don't have any railroad tracks for Thomas to play on. Maybe if Santa Claus got me train tracks for Thomas to ride on, I wouldn't have to make train tracks out of old pizza boxes.
Maybe you'll get it for Christmas, but look, not right now!
How is Santa gonna know what I want for Christmas if I haven't went to the mall and told him what I wanted yet?
You're 17 years old, you don't have to tell Santa every single time Christmas comes around!
Well, why don't you just take me to the mall so I can talk to Santa and tell him what I want.
I guess we can go to the mall and see Santa then. Uh-oh. You already ruined my chili. I don't have anything else to cook.
Well, can you please clean off Thomas? He's full of chili now.
No, you clean it off!
I don't want to put my hands in that. It looks gross. Looks like poop. Looks like diarrhea poop.
Oh, it's so damn hot. Thomas. Look, here's your stupid Thomas.
What? You were supposed to clean him off.
I'm not going
to
clean him off. I did the worst part. Jesus.
Ew. Should I be clean him? Clean them, I'll clean them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought. Next kid!
Santa!
Calm down, kid. Santa's coming off a hangover. What do you want for Christmas?
I want a pony!
Oh, shit. We got another kid asking for another damn pony. What the fuck?
For the last time, we don't do livestock. How is Santa supposed to make a pony? You want him to, like, mate with a pony?
Yeah, I'm not doing that again.
No, he's supposed to use his Christmas magic, you dumb-dumb!
Okay, well, that doesn't exist, so get back in line and think of something more realistic.
Aw, not again!
Next kid.
Oh, my gosh, Chef Pee-Pee, about to sit on Santa's lap!
You know you're 17, right? Grow the hell up. Come on, you gotta have bigger dreams in life.
Come on in, kid. What do you want for Christmas?
Well, all I have is my Thomas the Tank Engine toy. Say hi to Thomas.
Hey, Thomas!
Yeah, and Thomas really, really wants a train track that he can ride on all the time.
He's 17, by the way. Tell him to grow the hell up, Santa.
So all I want is a Thomas that... You getting tired?
Oh, yeah, you're all right, go ahead. Keep going, kid.
Can you just please get me a Thomas the Tank Engine set so that he can ride on the tracks?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do, kid.
Santa's winking at me!
I'll be worried about that.
No, I think he might be having a stroke. You might want to get out of here.
Oh, he's gonna get it for me!
Yeah, run.
Okay.
How the hell am I gonna get a Thomas the Train track set? Wait, why are you whispering at me?
Did I hear you say you need that train track set?
You might have. Oh, wait, you have one?
Well, I mean, they're sold out everywhere.
I know. Do you have one or not?
Oh, yeah, I got one. Still in the box?
What? He does! He has one!
Yeah, 200 bucks, though.
What, the 200 bucks? What the hell?
Yeah.
That's overpriced. That's a scam!
Hmm. Well, I also accept trades.
Trades. I got a hat. You want to trade?
I already got a hat.
Okay. I got this Louis Vuitton apron. You want to trade that?
I have a shirt. I'm good.
Dang. Well, I don't know what you want from me.
My wife has really been wanting a stove for Christmas. You got a stove?
Of course I got a damn stove, but I'm using it for the holidays. How am I going to cook for the holidays if I give you my stove?
Well, you got a microwave, right?
I'm not cooking in the microwave. That'll take forever.
How bad do you want this train set?
Well, Junior really wants this train set, and we'll make him happy. I guess I'll trade you the damn stove.
All right, but I gotta check it out and make sure it's a nice stove first.
Okay. Wait. You gonna be picky now?
Well, yeah, I gotta make sure it's not a shitty stove. You good, Santa?
Yeah. I'm just Snapchatting some 20-year-old girls.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
You don't think it's Chris Hansen, do you?
What? No? Why would it be Chris Hansen if they're 20? Why are you even worried about that?
I don't know.
Did she say she was 20?
No.
Okay, well, maybe you shouldn't meet up or send any pictures you might regret later.
Yeah, please don't.
All right, well, maybe I should ask her.
Yes, start with that next time. I gotta go check out this guy's stove.
Just, all right.
Just be careful.
Yeah, come on with the stove, man.
All right, bro, here's my stove.
It's a pretty nice stove.
Yeah. I cook it in myself.
Is it used?
It's used. I cook it in myself on a daily basis.
How used?
Like overly used. Like daily used. Like stains everywhere. I use it all the time. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's gonna dock the value a little bit.
Oh, what? I told you it's a used stove. What the hell?
You think we could bake some cookies in it just to make sure it works?
I'm not Martha Stewart. I'm not baking any damn cookies to show you that it works. It works.
But how do I know it works?
Look, it's a light on the inside. There's a clock on the stove.
Yeah, but I'm not buying a clock now, am I?
Look, you're making this more difficult than it has to be. I'm just trying to make a kindly gesture for the holidays for stupid Brad. Look, I don't even like Christmas.
So why don't you like Christmas?
Hey, Chef. I hate Christmas because no one ever thinks about me. Day in and day out, I cook and clean, and no one ever considers me. No one ever buys me a gift. No one ever thinks about me. Every single Christmas, people are opening up their gifts, and no one ever gives a gift for Pee-Pee. No one considers Chef Pee-Pee's feelings and needs and wants. All I ever wanted for Christmas was a damn oven mitt so I could stop burning my fingers. All I do is cook for other people and burn my damn fingers in the process. No one thinks about Chef Pee-Pee. I don't want to burn my cute fingers no more. I just want an oven mitt.
Oh, poor Chef Pee-Pee. All he wants is an oven mitt so he can stop burning his fingers.
I'm going to get him an oven mitt for Christmas.
Well, that sucks about your fingers, but I will take the stove, though. You won't burn your fingers if you don't have a stove.
Okay, it's a deal.
Okay, great. I'll get you that train set, but, do you know how to move a stove? I don't know. You know what? I'll figure it out. It can't be that hard. Oh, I got it. It's coming. Gonna take a while.
Hey, Junior, you invite us over?
Yeah, dude, what's up?
Yeah, I'm just sad.
Why are you sad?
Chef Pee-Pee said that every Christmas he never gets anything that he wants. He never gets any presents. And he said all he wants is an oven mitt so he can stop burning his fingers.
What a fucking bitch, dude.
He wants an oven mitt for Christmas?
Yeah, he keeps saying he keeps burning his fingers, and I don't know if I can even find an oven mitt. Like, where do I buy one?
I don't know where you're going to get that kind of money for an oven mitt.
What, how much are oven mitts?
Oh, at least $20.
Well, I don't have $20. I don't have any money.
Oh, neither do I.
Oh, what am I going to do? How am I going to get Chef Pee-Pee an oven mitt?
I don't know, dude. You better run up and get you some money, dude. Get your change up, dog. Ain't that right, oven?
I'm sorry. It's just a... Joseph,
he's lost his fucking mind.
Joseph, you is that an oven mitt?
Oh yeah, that's my best friend.
I forgot to tell y'all about that. We hang out every day. Is Joseph talking to an oven?
He's talking to an oven mitt with googly eyes on it.
Dude, it's my best friend. I had it since my mom left. It's her old oven mitt, and it smells just like her.
Oh, yeah, that's her scent.
Hey, Joseph, it's just an oven mitt, dude.
No, it's not, dude! It's my best friend! It's a companion! It's not just an oven mitt! You wouldn't understand.
Well, Joseph, would you be willing to sell me that oven mitt?
Hell no, dude!
Well, $20, maybe.
I don't have $20!
Well, you don't have an oven mitt, dude. Ain't that right, oven? Yeah, he broke his fuck. Broke ass nigga.
Well, what if I traded you Thomas?
Thomas, dude? No way!
You would really trade Thomas just to make Chef Pee-Pee happy?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really noble of you. But I could swear I've seen Chef Pee-Pee use an oven mitt before. Like, I'm positive I've seen him do that. He has to have done that at some point. And even if he didn't have an oven mitt, he could use, like, a towel or, like, a napkin or a blanket. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can use as an oven mitt. I bet he has one.
Well, he was crying saying that all he wants for Christmas is an oven mitt, and there's one right there with googly eyes. I could take the googly eyes off. Joseph, can you please trade me that oven mitt for my Thomas?
Heck yeah, dude! You can have Ovi! Wait, you really gonna get me up, fuck nigga? Oh yeah, I'ma tell on your ass. I'ma snitch on your fuck ass to the police about all the murders. Die, nigga! Die, Joseph! Yeah, you gonna die today! Oh, dude! You just gonna see him take over my life? Oh, he's trying to murder me! No! Get off! No! Nigga. Oh, thank you. Oh my god, he's trying to kill me!
Okay, I'm gonna go give this oven mitt to Chef Pee-Pee for Christmas.
Yeah, give me Thomas. Shit. I'm about to die over this shit.
What the fuck just happened?
I hope Junior likes his train set I got him for Christmas.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, I got you an early Christmas gift.
Willie, not right now. I got you a Christmas gift, too. I want you to see it. It's a train set.
You got me train tracks for my Thomas train?
Yeah, so you can do your little tricks with your Thomas and have fun.
That's cool. Thanks, Chef Pee-Pee. I got you an oven mitt.
Wait. An oven mitt? For my oven?
Wait, what happened to your oven, Chef Pee-Pee?
I sold my oven so you can get this train set.
I sold my Thomas to get you the oven mitt.
Oh, you did that for me, nigga?
You did that for me, Chef Pee-Pee?
Oh, give me a hug.
I love you, Chef Pee-Pee. Oh, I love you.
That's crazy. Merry Christmas.
Wow. What do we have here? There's like 3 oven mitts in here. I knew it. And Junior, you already have a train table upstairs. You don't need this. What the fuck are you guys doing? Am I losing my mind?
Well, it was like the Christmas. Like, I got rid of something I love for him, and he got rid of something he loves for me.
Yeah, that's really sweet, but neither of you needed any of what you got.
Don't ruin Christmas, nigga.
You sold your fucking oven. That's way more important.
There's a message behind it.
Yeah, that we both sold something that meant a lot to us to make each other happy.
Okay. I mean, that's not going to heat your food up.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty cool choice.
Hey, Danny, what's for dinner?
Ooh, Marvin, I'm hungry, too.
So what do you guys want for dinner?
How about a big old plate of this nutsack?
I'm sorry, Daddy, that was out of line.
It was.
I want chips.
You want chips for dinner? You can't have chips for dinner.
Oh, how about a big old plate of this testicle sack?
I'm sorry, Daddy, it's a Tourette's.
Fuck!
Jeffy!
Humpty Dumpty sat on a dick!
What?
I'm sorry, Daddy, it's a Tourette's, and I think I'll be good this time.
So what do you want for dinner?
Chips.
I said you can't eat chips for dinner. You need actual food.
Okay, fine, tacos.
Ooh, I want tacos.
Well, let me tell you how I like my tacos. So shell, but no meat, no cheese, no sour cream, no lettuce, no tomato, no onions, no cilantro, no guacamole, just straight shell. And also, if you could break the shell into little tiny triangles and put it in a bag that says Doritos and then dust it with cheese powder, that'd be yummy.
You basically just want chips!
Yes!
I said no to chips!
Okay, then what stops you from making tacos and I just dump all the stuff out of it and just eat the shell?
If you do that, I will smack that bottom.
If you touch my bottom, I will screech the R word. Retard! See, you thought I was gonna say rape, and I said that too, so you got 2 for the price of 1. So don't even get me started on N-words.
You better stop.
Nickelback! Nicaragua! See, we were dangerously close on that one. If I just wouldn't have said the Spanish word for water, fucked.
Okay, listen, we are gonna eat tacos for dinner. Let's get all the ingredients.
Okay, I got the taco shells.
Taco shells.
I said you can't eat chips! You're making a big old mix! You made like you making that mix! You stop making... Ow! You stop making that mix! Retard! Oh, god damn it. There's someone at the door.
You just... Baby, just stop him. Hello?
Hey, Marvin, guess what? I don't have to wipe my ass anymore.
Goodman, you said you got a bidet years ago.
I know, but this is better than a bidet. Marvin, meet my new robot butler.
Hello, Marvin.
His name is Shitehead, spelled S-H-I-T-H-E-A-D, like shithead, but more sophisticated.
Shithead.
Yeah, huh? And he can do everything that my old butler can do and more. He can drive my cars. He can wipe my ass. He can do the garden and wipe my ass. He can suck me off while wiping my ass. That's called a Blumpkin, Marvin.
Marvin.
Okay.
And this is my favorite part. Hey, Shafi, fetch Marvin's house payment.
Marvin, where is your house payment?
I don't have it this month.
Oh, this is my favorite part, Marvin.
Initiating purple nurple.
Purple nurple. Ah, my nipples!
Squeezing your balls.
I thought of how to do that.
Where is your house payment? It's not like you do anything during the month except for sit on your ass. I will bite your balls off.
I didn't even tell him to say that. That's an AI. He's self-learning.
Okay, well, where's your old butler?
Well, he's in his cat carrier in the trunk of my Lamborghini because he gets nervous and he poops in cars. Hey, Shafi, can you go fetch Chives from the trunk of the Lamborghini?
Very well.
So what are you going to do with Chives?
Well, that's why I'm here, Marvin. He's free to a good home, so I'm giving him to you.
Well, I don't want him.
Well, I can't take him to the shelter. They'll put him down. He's too old. No one will adopt him.
But too old?
Yes.
Here you go, Master.
Goodman, let me out of this cage right now!
Marvin, please take him. He's already been neutered and declawed. He has no way to defend himself out in the wild. Plus, he's so old that if I take him to a shelter, they're just going to put him down because no one's going to want to adopt him.
Or you could just let me out of the cage so I can go home.
Shut up, Chives. I know what's good for you. Come on, Marvin, please. He's already up to date on all his shots, and I gave him his flea medicine on the back of his neck last week. And also, if he poops outside the litter box, just rub his nose in it so he knows what he did was bad. And also, if he pees on some of the furniture, it's okay. He's just marking his territory.
I guess he could stay for one night, but I don't know.
Okay, cool. Come on, Shifty. Bring Chives upstairs and help him get settled in.
Very well.
Ow! Gentle!
Aw, Marvin, you adopted a pet?
No.
Oh, then what's in the kennel?
An 80-year-old man.
Oh, Marvin, you adopted an 80-year-old man?
No, I did not.
All right, Marvin, when I open the cage, if he bites you, just poke him in the eye. And if he starts humping your leg, you can always hit him in the head with this squeaky newspaper.
The moment you open this cage, I'm leaving to go home to my family.
Chives, time out!
No!
Is he okay?
He'll be fine. Butlers always land on their feet. And also, he's quiet because he knows there's no talking in timeout.
But he's groaning.
Yes, but he's not talking. That was a talk. Hold on.
Shut the fuck up, Chives! Stupid motherfucker! Oh, fuck!
Marvin, you have to talk to him like that or he'll never learn. Come to think about it, I've been talking like that to him for years and he still hasn't learned. Maybe he likes it. So, did any of these chips actually make it into your mouth, or did you just like rolling around in it?
Oh, they're not chips. They're hard shell tacos.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So, same question still applies. Did they make it in your mouth, or did you just put them in your mouth and come in here and just spit it all over the couch?
That kind of happened.
That is low credit score behavior. What is going on in this house?
Listen, it's a long story. It's a big mess.
You know what, Marvin? I'm tired of looking at it. Shafid, clean, messy shithole.
Initiating turbo cleaning mode.
He's so slow, I feel like a human would clean faster than him.
Well, he's beating you.
Well,
he's still beating you.
I thought he was already cleaning, so...
You haven't even started, Mark.
Listen, I just feel like... Did he do everything this slow?
You know what? Shafid, grilled cheese!
Very well.
Let's go watch him, Marvin.
Oh, okay.
See, Marvin? He's making a grilled cheese!
He's going so slow.
Yeah, Marvin, well, the Sistine Chapel wasn't painted in a day.
Okay, but it seriously shouldn't take 45 minutes to make a grilled cheese. It should take like 3 minutes.
Well, this is going to be a Sistine Chapel grade grilled cheese. It's going to be delicious.
How much did you pay for this robot?
$80,000.
$80,000?
Yep.
It's on fire!
Shafid, put out fire.
Yes, Master.
Hurry, please. I really don't want the house to burn down.
Shafid, why fuck up?
Well, Master, you see, I seem to have accidentally used shredded carrots instead of shredded cheese. As you can see, they look very similar.
There's nothing fucking flammable about shredded carrots! Shafid, spank it!
Yes, Master.
Bad Shafid!
Okay, so it looks like you wasted $80,000 on a stupid robot who can't even make a grilled cheese.
Marvin, you're making me feel really bad about my robot purchase. I can show you how sophisticated he really is. Come on. Alright, Marvin, I'm gonna show you how amazing of a robot he actually is. He has precision accuracy, like quantum mechanic fuck shit that the military uses to target our enemies. If he were to play in the NBA, it would be like men competing in women's sports. That's how unfair it is. It's like LeBron James and Steph Curry Bukkake'd a cup and put that DNA of talent in this robot. You wanna see it?
I would love to see it, yeah.
Alright. Shafid, play me in basketball.
Yes, master.
He hasn't made a single one.
I know. I programmed him to miss every single shot and to let me win because I'm a sore loser.
Okay, but you said he has precision accuracy.
Okay, you want to see that? Hey, Shifty, don't miss.
Yes, master.
God damn it, Marvin! I wasted $80,000 on this stupid fucking robot, and he can't do shit! He can't clean up chips, he can't make a grilled cheese, and he can't even play fucking basketball! You know what? Shafid, go to the fucking car! I'm gonna turn you into a toilet to drain the piss from my balls! Go to the fucking car! Get the lift! Move ass! Move your dick! Oh, God damn it. Marvin, he's not even listening to me! You know what? I'm gonna go get Chives back. Go to the fucking car!
Kill all humans!
So, have you ever been married before?
Oh, yes. I was once married to the love of my life. She was so beautiful.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Yes, it was. She was 5'4" with a slim build and dark hair. A Taiwanese ladyboy whose pecker hung from underneath her skirt. But not because the skirt was short. It was quite long, actually, like a dress. She was just very well endowed. But that's not why I loved her. I mean, I'm not gay. She was just the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen with a dick. It was true love. She died that year of the cough.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yes. We now know that the cough is just AIDS. But I don't have AIDS. I always wrapped it up. I wore a dental dam in my ass.
All right, Marvin, I don't want Charles to think that I miss him, so we're going to say that you're unfit and that the robot broke.
You missed me, sir?
Oh, Charles, out of his cage? Where's your squeaky newspaper so I can beat the shit out of you with it?
I threw it away.
Oh, you threw it away? Bad, Charles. Now go get in the car. You're going home.
But I don't want my job back.
Too bad you're hired.
Marvin, but we adopted him.
No, we did not. He's going back with his owner.
Chives, I mean it. Go get in the car right now. And when we get home, you're going to make me a grilled cheese and you're going to let me beat you in basketball.
But I thought you replaced me with a new shiny butler.
He broke. And also, Marvin's unfit to be a parent. So go get that old ass in the Lamborghini before I iron out the wrinkles on your ass.
Oh, very...
Go, Chives!
You really should be nicer to your butler.
Okay. Anyone else have an opinion I don't give a fuck about? Okay, my turn. I think that you guys should clean up the fucking chips off your couch.
I told you they're hard shell tacos.
And I don't give a fuck. There's an $80,000 robot downstairs not doing a goddamn thing. So you can have him come up here and clean up the chips. However, it might take 7 to 10 business days, but at least it's faster than Marvin doing it.
Kill all humans.
Ah! Fuck up.
What? I thought he was going to try to kill us.
Yeah, he probably was, but I put a stop to that real fucking fast. There's an off switch on his back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so don't turn that back on unless you want to die, so.
Toodaloo.
But, I mean, if we turn him on, he could clean up the chips.
Is it worth it?
Yeah!
Jeffy, we're home from dinner. Oh, God, he's drunk.
Marvin, ever since Jeffy turned 21, he hasn't stopped drinking.
Jeffy, listen, I know you're drunk because, like, you're 21, you can drink now, but you're not supposed to be drinking. Jeffy.
My mommy and daddy are dead. All aboard the no parent train.
But Jeffy, no more blowing into the bottle.
Oh, I can do it without the bottle.
What? How's he doing?
I don't know, Marvin.
I can't even do it with my butthole.
How?
I don't know. There's someone at the door. Hello?
Dance battle!
Oh, shit.
You go first. Get out of my house with that weak ass shit.
You're at my house.
My turn.
Oh, damn. Oh, shit. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Damn. Oh, ouch. Oh.
Oh, you just got served.
by the 8th Judicial District of the State of Nevada.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Apparently you trashed a hotel room in Vegas.
Oh, for Jeffy's 21st birthday, we did.
Yeah, so you just got served twice.
Oh, God, God.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
What? You gave Jeffy another beer?
No, I didn't give it to him.
Hey, I was drinking now.
No more drinking, Jeffy. I got served.
Oh, how good was his dancing?
Pretty fucking good.
Well, you'll get him next time, Marvin.
Not in these shoes. But listen, I got sued by Las Vegas.
What? Why?
Because we trashed the penthouse for Jeffy's 21st birthday.
You did what?
Happiest day of my life. Hookers.
What?
Okay, we didn't do anything with them. That was Chef Pee Pee. Listen. Main point is I'm getting sued and we don't have any money. Hopefully the judge goes easy on me.
Marvin, the judge isn't going to go easy on you with your face tattoo.
I forgot my stupid face tattoo and my nose piercing. I look like a thug. Anybody with a face tattoo has no future.
Yeah, Marvin, you look terrible.
Oh, the judge is going to think I'm some type of hoodlum with this face tattoo. I have to get this tattoo removed.
Please do. I don't like it, Marvin.
I don't like it either. I didn't get it on purpose. Let me call a doctor and see if they can do like a skin graft or remove this tattoo.
I'll run my tip.
Hey there, somebody call a bald doctor?
Oh, you're still bald?
Yeah, we're waiting for that to grow back in. You know, it's cold everywhere I go, and I'm not really ready to be a hat guy yet. And no, before you ask, the carpet does not match the drapes. I got a Speedo full of brittle. It's like I'm smuggling Bob Ross in my panties. Yes, I wear my wife's panties, okay? So what? I like it. They feel snug. The thong part's kind of weird, though. It's like I'm flossing my ass. And let's just say I have a lot of food in my teeth. In my ass. What I'm saying is I have a lot of dingleberries. You don't really realize how bad you are at wiping until you wear a thong. It really gets up into those places you can't reach. But hey, dirty ass big bush. Am I right, Marvin? Up top. Hell yeah. Is that why you called me or what?
That's not why I called. No. So, I got served papers from Las Vegas. We're being sued by... Well, I'm being sued for that penthouse that we wrecked.
Classic.
So I have to go in front of a judge, and I don't want this tattoo because it makes me look bad, so I was wondering if you could remove my tattoo.
Oh, I actually don't know how to do that.
What, you don't know how to remove a tattoo?
No, I mean, I know how to do all kinds of stuff, you know? I can do open-heart surgery, I can build a house, I've been to the moon, but that's one of the few things I don't know how to do. I don't know how to remove a tattoo, or wipe my ass properly, or shave my pubes.
Oh, well... I mean, come on, you have to do a skin graft. You can put skin over my tattoo.
See, that's another thing. That's another thing I never figured out how to do. Because, like, what do I do with the part I'm taking the skin off of? Is it just, like, bare and bleeding? I don't get that either.
I thought they could take skin from your butt and put it on your face.
Now, why would you want to do that? You'd have shit and dingleberries on your face. Oh, you actually wiped your ass right. That's right. See, if it was off of my ass, I would have shit and dingleberries on my face. But you know how to wipe.
You keep going back to that.
Yeah, I'm really thinking about it a lot with this thong.
Okay, so who would you say should remove my tattoo?
Well, you should talk to the guy who gave you the tattoo in the first place.
Oh, Bob?
Yeah, Bob, he could do it. You know, not Bob Ross, though, because he's in my panties.
Okay, I'll try calling Bob then.
Yeah, you do that. I have to go clock into my prison job. Catch you guys later.
Marvin, he doesn't wipe his ass?
I don't know. But I'm gonna call Bob. Hold on. I'm getting a phone call. Hold on. Hello?
Marvin.
What, who's this?
It's Bob.
Bob, I was just about to call you. How are you doing?
I'm in jail, buddy.
Why are you in jail?
I pissed on the side of a Chuck E. Cheese.
Why would you piss on the side of a Chuck E. Cheese?
I didn't know it was a Chuck E. Cheese. I thought it was a random building. So a bunch of kids from a birthday party come running out. They saw it. Kept pissing. Couldn't stop. Saw it stream.
Okay, well, buddy, I was going to call you because I want this tattoo on my face removed. And I want to know if you could remove it.
Well, sure, buddy. If you bail me out, I can remove it.
Yeah, I'll come bail you out. Yeah, what's your bail? Probably, what, $20?
I don't fucking know.
Okay, I'm on my way, buddy. You stay right there.
Cool.
Okay, I'm gonna go bail Bob out of jail so he can remove my tattoo. So you just watch Jeffy.
Okay.
All right, Bob, I'm here to bail you out.
Hey, Marvin, what are you doing here? I was just at your house.
Well, I'm here to bail Bob out.
Oh, you saw Bob get arrested? Yeah, pissing on a Chuck E. Cheese. Gets him every time. Can't say I blame him, though. Chuck E. Cheese does have the most pissable buildings. Every time I see a Chuck E. Cheese, I just want to piss right on it. Just feels right.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I have the $20 for his bail.
$20? No, his bail's $40. A lot of kids saw him pissing.
$40?
Yeah, the problem is he didn't stop.
It was a solid stream.
He just keeps saying that.
Well, you don't want to interrupt a solid stream of piss.
Well, that's true, but when 24 kids are watching, I think you legally have to.
24 kids?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Well, all I have is 20.
Huh. Tell you what, we're friends and Bob is cool, so that's fine. All right, Bob, you made bail.
Sweet, because I got pissed.
Okay, well, there's a toilet right there, buddy.
No, I just hold it until I see a Chuck E. Cheese.
No, you can't do that anymore, Bob.
Hold it until I see a Dave & Buster's.
No.
Top Golf?
That's better. Come on.
So, Bob, you're going to remove my tattoo, right?
Yeah, I left the machine at my buddy's house. Let me just knock on the door and grab it real quick.
Okay.
Now,
Malkovich!
Bob, you forget you owe me money?
Oh, shit. I owe this guy money, Marvin.
What, you owe him money?
You made it very easy to kill you. You came straight to my door. You know, I heard that the small intestine was 20 foot long. I'd like to find out for myself.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna leave.
No, no, and a friend of Bob's is a friend of mine. Plus, I would love to play with 40 foot of small intestine.
Okay, listen, I don't owe you money. Bob owes you money, so you guys should figure that out on your own.
No, you owe me money now, too.
Oh, well, how much does he owe you?
$50,000.
$50,000? Why would you borrow $50,000 from him?
I had a gambling problem.
Oh, okay, well, listen, I'm sure we could pay you the money back someday.
I want it tonight.
How are we supposed to get $50,000 in a night?
I don't know. No, rob a bank or something. I don't care. I don't give shit.
But all the banks are closed. There's no way to rob them in the nighttime.
There's a 24-hour bank over that way.
Fuck, do you know how to rob a bank?
Fuck, we can try.
Okay, we're gonna go try. You already have a mask on, so I'll just put on a bandana or something.
All right, Bob, keep it cool.
Welcome to the 24-hour bank. How may I help you?
Yes. Me and my friend here would like to make a withdrawal.
Okay, what's the account number?
AR-15.
Give me the money, bitch!
Oh, my God, please don't hurt me!
Don't scream. We're only here for the money.
And the lollipops!
No, not the lollipops!
Here, fill the money up in the bag.
Okay.
Hey, you better not press the silent alarm. He will shoot.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah, Bob's crazy. Oh, my glasses. Oh shit. Ma'am, can you hear my glasses? Oh, I put fingerprints on my glasses.
Oh, shit, Marvin, we gotta go!
Don't say my name! Oh, shit. Oh, man, I can't believe we actually did it.
You got my money?
Yep, it is right there.
Wow, I can't believe you actually did it. You know you're already on the news.
What, we're on the news?
Yeah, look behind me.
Breaking news, MK! A local bank has been robbed for $50,000, and the only evidence left behind was security footage of this man with a tattoo over his left eye and one fingerprint. If you've seen this person, please call Crime Stoppers.
They got my fingerprint! And they saw the tattoo on my face!
Duh, it looks like you're screwed anyway. I'll be taking my mom.
Well, actually, the reason we came here in the first place is you have a tattoo removal machine, right?
Well, I don't have a tattoo removal machine.
Well, you said it was here, Bob.
Yeah, it is here. This is the guy.
No, I sold it.
But why would you sell it?
He owed me $50,000.
Well, we stole $50,000, so you owe us some money back for that tattoo machine.
I don't give a shit, bitch. Go try to someone else.
Oh, wow, you are very rude. Oh, so is there any other way you can remove the tattoo?
No.
Well, I go to court in the morning. If the judge sees the tattoo and they saw it on the news, I'm going to get arrested for that. I guess I can just wear a hat or an eye patch or... God, I'm so screwed.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boer. And today we will be hearing the case of Mr. Marvin, who is being accused of trashing and vandalizing his penthouse suite in Las Vegas, Nevada, resulting in $20,000 of property damage. Mr. Marvin, I already find you guilty of not inviting me to your party. Sounds like a hell of a time. Mr. Marvin, there are no cowboy hats allowed in my courtroom. I know you're a party animal, but you must take it off.
Sorry, Your Honor.
There are no baseball hats allowed either. No hats of any kind.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes. Yeah. Sorry about that, Your Honor.
No sunglasses either.
Yeah, sorry, Your Honor. I have a headache. The light's really bright, but yeah, I'll take them off. Yeah. What was I thinking?
No eye patches.
Oh, come on. What if I was a pirate or missing an eye?
Are you a pirate or missing an eye? I remind you, you are under oath at all times in my courtroom, so lying would be very bad.
No, I'm not a pirate or missing an eye.
Then take it off.
Okay, I'm taking it off. I took it off, okay?
You must be fucking with me. No football helmets in my courtroom.
Okay, damn, I'll take it off. There's so many rules. All right, look, it's off. See, it's off now.
Mr. Marvin, please look at me. I demand eye contact in my courtroom at all times. My father didn't give me enough attention as a child, and when people don't look at me, it makes me sad.
Okay, look, damn, look, here I am.
Mr. Marvin, why are you holding up your tie?
I wanted you to see it. It's a nice tie, right? It's all blue.
Yes, Mr. Marvin, it is a very nice tie. A little too nice. It'll distract me if you hold it up the whole time. Damn, it is so blue. See, you're already distracting me. Put it down.
Okay. Hey, look, we can talk.
What are you looking at? What's down there?
I'm checking if my shoes are untied.
You don't have shoelaces. Look at me, Father. I mean, Mr. Marvin, just please look at me. I beg you.
Okay, but can I please use the bathroom real quick? My stomach hurts.
Yes, you can, Daddy, but please come back. I miss you. I mean, yes, just hurry up, Mr. Marvin.
Okay, thanks.
The last time he left, he said he was going out to get milk, and then he never came back.
All right, I'm back. Let's do this.
Father, you've returned! Mr. Marvin, why are you wearing toilet paper on your head?
Oh, I bumped my head on the toilet, and it was bleeding a lot, so I bandaged it up with toilet paper.
Oh, my word. Are you okay? Come over here and let me take a look. I minored in medicine in law school, so I can let you know if it's serious.
No. It's fine. It feels better now. It was just a little cut, but it stopped bleeding. I can feel it.
No, I insist, Dad. Let me take a look at it. Let me prove to you I can be the doctor you wanted me to be.
No, I swear. It's fine. It's really fine.
Mr. Marvin, if you don't bring your ass over here, I'll hold you in contempt.
Okay, damn. There's nothing to look at. This whole thing's dumb and stupid.
Let's see. Yeah. Hmm. It is very bruised. My word. Your bruise is exactly the same shape as Mike Tyson's face tattoo.
That's weird because I hit it on the toilet bowl.
Wait a minute. Wasn't somebody with a Mike Tyson face tattoo wanted for robbing a bank?
I never heard of that. That must be a dream.
Bailiff, come here. Check his DNA and fingerprints to see if they match the ones left behind at the scene of the robbery. If they do match, I sentence you to 25 years in prison.
Oh, okay, but I'm not even here for all that. I'm here for the hotel vandalization.
You're right. Yes, let's wrap this up in one nice big bow, shall we? If your DNA and fingerprints do match the robbery, then I'll find you guilty of the vandalism as well. But if they don't, you're free to go. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay, Marvin, here are your fingerprints, and here are the fingerprints from the bank robber. If these two match, you're going to jail. I just can't tell the difference between these, can you?
I mean, I think they're super different.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I just can't tell. I'm not good at this. It's like one of those spot the difference pictures. I just can't do it.
I mean, I just feel like this side's darker than that one.
I mean, if you say so, man, I'll have to take your word for it. I guess I could get, like, a pen and go through it like a maze, but that would take fucking forever.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's a point because of just how different it would be so different.
Maybe it's like one of those pictures where you stare at it, you look at a wall, and you see Jesus. No, it's just squiggles.
Yeah, listen, I mean, they're just so different.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to take your word for it. I can't do these. That's another thing I'm not good at, you know? I'm not good at telling the difference between fingerprints. I'm not good at skin grafts. I'm not good at removing tattoos, wiping my ass, or shaving my pubes. That's five things I can't do.
Well, I mean, even if these fingerprints did perfectly match, I mean, there's 8 billion people on the planet, and it's been proven that two people have had the same fingerprints.
Really?
Yeah.
Then what the hell are we even doing here? These are clearly the same, but they could belong to anybody.
I mean, there's 8 billion people. I mean, you want to go check all 8 billion people?
Yeah, 10 fingers each? I don't have that kind of time.
Oh, yeah, no, that's that. Yeah, it's a long time.
Oh, wait. The bank robber did have a Mike Tyson tattoo, though.
Okay, but out of all 8 billion people, how many people know about Mike Tyson and The Hangover and wanted the same face tattoo?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, these could be Mike Tyson's fingerprints for all I know.
Exactly.
I've never seen his fingerprints.
Yeah, so have a nice day.
Yeah, you're free to go. Wait. By the way, Marvin, I wanted to tell you, I looked up a YouTube tutorial on how to do a skin graft, and I've been practicing on my own ass, so I have a bunch of spare skin if you want to try it.
There you go, Marvin. Can I do a skin graft or what? And you better appreciate it, because I literally gave you the skin off of my ass. That's how good of a friend I am. Hey, if you want some...
All right, Kraft. Now, don't forget, tonight is the school dance. So if you don't have a date, then you better get one, or else you're going to look like a loser and stay at home and cry all night. Okay? With that being said, I flew in my $2 from China, Ping and Pong. Get in here, Ping and Pong. All right, so for those of you who don't have a date... You can take my $2 to the dance. All you gotta do is raise your hand.
$2? I only see one.
What are you talking about? They're both right here. This is Ping. Turn around. And this is Pong. See? They're conjoined at the face. They're a freak of nature.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
Dude, she's hideous.
I know. Looking at them make me want to throw up. I almost left them in a park in China, but I go far. So anyway, does anybody want to take my daughter to the dance? If you do, let me go ahead and tell you the benefits. One of the benefits is that if you do anything with him, it automatically counts as a threesome. And who doesn't want to say they had a threesome in fourth grade?
Okay, all right.
Any takers? No? Well, how about I give you one free A+ towards your grade?
I mean, my grades are okay.
I'm feeling, but not that bad.
No takers? Alright, well, how about I give you 2 free A+ towards your grade because there's 2 freaks?
Still not worth it.
Nah, dude, not worth it at all. I mean, it's 2 A+.
Cody, you have a boyfriend!
Yeah, the doll, dude! Well, I know, but it's 2 A+, though.
So you're actually considering it?
Well, yeah, I have a rockin' GPA. Alright, Ken, it looks like you're going in the desk. Bye-bye, stink. Hello, pink. All right, teacher, I'll do it. I won't like it, though.
Going once, going twice, three times, sold to another in the back. All right, Ping Pong, go to Cody in the back.
Ah, hello, what's your name?
My name is Cody, but you can call me Coy, because I'll give you the D later.
Okay, Coy, my name is Ping. And my name is Pong, and thank you for taking us to the dance.
Hey, don't get it twisted. I'm just doing this for the grade.
Uh-oh, get it, Cody. Asian women, right? Talk about double the fun.
If you think about it, Cody, if you hit her from the back, it's always the front.
All right, so for the rest of the class, if you don't have dates, you better find one, or else you're going to be a loser.
Oh, man, the dance is tonight, and I don't have a date. Joseph, how are we going to get dates?
Dude, I already have my date.
What, you do?
Yeah, I'm taking Sprinkle. Hey, go, bring that booty over here. What's up, baby?
Oh, man. Cody, I'm the only one who doesn't have a date.
That must suck, Junior. I didn't think I'd get a date before you.
Well, can we share your date?
No, I need both A's, even though they only technically have one A, and they better get one D bit.
All right, Crass, we have an important update. If you don't have a date for tonight's dance, then we got a new student who just hopped the border. I mean, just came to the class today. Her name is Maria Sanchez. Come here. All right, so if you don't have a date and you want to ask her to the dance, then here she is. Now go to your seat.
Oh, my God!
Oh, dude, she's banging. If I didn't have a date, what are you looking at?
Oh, she's so hot. Cody, you see her?
Yeah.
She gave me my little Taco Bell burrito enchilada.
Yeah, yeah, a whole lot of Mexican food. Well, I guess she is the only girl left in class.
Yeah, and I'm going to ask her to be my date to the dance, and I'm going to have the hottest date. All right, guys, wish me luck. Oh, man, I'm so nervous.
Dude, you got this. I believe in you, bro.
What's she gonna say?
Dude, the worst she can say is no.
You're right, Joseph.
I know I'm right.
I'm so nervous. Hey.
Hi.
Hey, I know you're the new student, but if you read the board, we have a school dance tonight, and I was wondering if you could go with me, just me and you to the dance, like you're my date to the dance.
I would rather die.
Dang, dude! Oh, rejected! I thought the worst she could say was no! She thought of something even worse! Oh, dude, how could you live with yourself? You have to wake up tomorrow like, that happened! Oh, dude, you're a loser! I'm friends with a loser!
I admit it. Another hoe got me finished. Broke my heart. Oh, no, she didn't.
Junior, are you singing Juice WRLD?
Yeah, Dad, I'm heartbroken.
Aw, man, go ahead and tell your pops what's going on.
All girls are the same.
No, not really. Not the foreign ones. They freaky. And some girls are paralyzed from the neck down.
Well, Dad, there's a dance tonight at school, and I asked a girl out, and she said no. Well, she said she'd rather die.
Dang, Junior, that sucks. Well, let me tell you a story. One time, I asked a girl out to the dance in high school, and she said no. And guess what I did?
What?
I cut the brakes to her car. And guess who's paralyzed from the neck down?
Her.
Exactly. So the moral of the story is, girls suck. Maybe you should ask one of your guy friends. I don't know. I don't care.
Ask one of my guy friends.
Chef Pee-Pee, Chef Pee-Pee!
What do you want, Junior? I'm trying to cook bagel bites, but for some reason it's taking forever.
Well, I have a question to ask you, Chef Pee-Pee, and please don't immediately say no.
No!
What? You didn't even get a question yet.
Junior, I'm pretty sure that the question is not going to be in my favor, so no!
Well, at least let me ask the question.
Go ahead and ask your stupid question, Junior.
Okay, Chef Pee-Pee, will you be my date for my school dance tonight?
What do I look like going to a dance with you, Junior? That's gross!
Well, all my friends have dates, and I don't have a date yet.
Well, that sucks for you. Go and ask a girl.
I did. She said no. She said you're about to die.
Look, you shouldn't be so ugly. Maybe you should be beautiful like me.
Well, that's why I'm asking you, because you're beautiful.
Junior, I'm a 30-year-old man. What do I look like actually going to a fourth-grade dance with an 11-year-old?
The guy from Subway would do it.
I don't like Subway. Look, I'm a Firehouse Subs kind of guy.
Well, Chevy, can you please go with me? I don't have a date.
Look, I'm not a girl, okay? Do I look like a girl to you? Go and find a girl. Wait, why are you looking at me like that, Junior? Junior, I look ridiculous.
No, you look hot, Chef Pee-Pee. You're going to be the hottest girl at the dance.
Junior, I have a mustache.
All girls have mustaches, Chef Pee-Pee.
Well, you're not wrong.
Yes, are you ready to go to the dance?
Junior, I don't want to go to that stupid dance. Look, your friends are going to know I'm not a girl.
No, Chef Pee-Pee, you're literally hotter than all their dates. And look, if I don't go with a date, they're going to think I'm a loser. And when they see you, they're going to say, wow, how do you get such a hot-looking girl? So you ready to go?
I don't want to do this.
So you're not going to go?
Junior, I'm already in the outfit. Let's go, you idiot.
Yay!
Oh, goodness. Look at my handsome little boy getting ready for his first school dance with his dolly. Mom, I'm actually taking a girl to the dance. Cody, Did you say you were taking a girl to the dance? Yeah. Tyrone, get in here.
Yeah, baby.
Our little baby is taking a girl to the school dance.
What? A girl? Like a female?
Yeah.
Oh, no way. We ain't raised no straight. Nuh-uh. Not in this household. We raised you the way God intended.
Well, I know, but look, I don't even like her. I'm just doing it for extra credit.
Yeah, I hope it's just for the extra credit. You better be back in that closet by midnight tonight or you're grounded.
Yes, sir. Okay, now when do we meet the witch? Oh, that must be her at the door right now. I'll go let her in.
Mom, Dad, I'd like you to meet Ping and Pong. They're my dates. They're conjoined twins.
Oh my God, my son's dating a freak!
She looks like a coin, but both sides is heads!
These are my teacher's daughters. I'm just taking them to the dance so I can get extra credit.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
Listen here, Ching Chong. My little Cody doesn't need any more women in his life. I'm the only woman he needs. I'm Mama Bear, and I don't need any more bears coming around and stealing his porridge. I'm sorry, my mom doesn't understand metaphors.
Look, I like your iPhones, okay? I love them. That's all I had to say.
Well, alright, we're gonna go to the dance now. Come on, Ping and Pong.
Who at the school dance? Trying to lose their V-card and I say, hey!
Oh, yeah, dude!
Hey, Joseph!
What's up, bro?
Where's Junior?
I don't know. Maybe he couldn't get a date because he's a loser.
Yeah.
All right, Chef PB, we're here at the dance. Play it cool.
Junior, I look ridiculous.
No, you don't. You look hot. I would totally bang you. Look, calm down, Chef PB, okay? Oh, there's my friends. Look, just act like a girl.
Oh, no, my period.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Oh, Junior, you made it.
Yeah, dude, we didn't think you were going to come.
How could I not come when I have the hottest date in school?
Junior, that's Chef Pee Pee in a wig.
Yeah.
No, it's not. That's not Chef Pee Pee in a wig. That's my hot date named, Shannon.
Nice to meet you, Shannon. I like your mustache.
Hey, Cody.
Yeah, so, I have the hottest date in school. Man, this music's bumping.
Yeah, yeah, the DJ's sick, and I'm smashing his daughters.
That's so cool, yeah. Wait. Cody, what? Is that Marie over there?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Well, she's alone. She couldn't get a date to the dance. What a loser.
Yeah.
Oh, me and Chef Pee are going to go make her jealous. I mean, me and Shannon are going to go make her jealous.
Junior, just stop.
Come on, Chef Pee, we're going to make this girl jealous. Oh, man, Shannon. Aren't you so happy you said yes to going to the dance with me?
So thrilled.
Remember when I asked you out? You said, yeah, you're so sexy and amazing. I could never say no to you.
My words exactly.
Yeah. Man, wouldn't a girl have to be completely blind and stupid to say no to me?
Junior, can I please leave now?
No, Chef, I'm trying to make that girl jealous.
It doesn't even seem like she's paying attention, Junior.
Oh, it's hurting her. I can see. She's getting really jealous. Look, just make out with me.
What?
Yeah, just make out. Put your tongue in my mouth.
Junior, I'm not going to make out with you. What's wrong with you?
Well, why not?
Because you're a child.
What? So if I was 18, you would?
No, that's not the point, you idiot.
Chef, I'm just trying to make this girl jealous.
She doesn't care about you, Junior, and I'm not going to make out with you.
Okay, then at least grind on me.
No.
Grind on me. Get behind me.
Junior, I'm out. I'm leaving.
What's that, Shannon? You're going home to freshen up. Okay, well, get that thing ready for me. Get it nice and waxed. Oh, sorry you had to hear that. My girlfriend's just a freak, you know, she said yes to me, unlike you.
Aww. Why did Chef Pee Pee go home, Junior?
Because he's embarrassed or something. I mean, Shannon went home
because
she had to change her underwear because they were so wet from peeing in them all night.
Oh, that's hot?
Yeah, so she went to go put some new ones on for me. Or something. Guys, why do you think Maria didn't want to go to the dance with me?
Well, probably because she's at the dance with Roy Gethard.
Roy Gethard? Who's Roy Gethard?
Who is Roy Gethard? Junior, he's only the coolest guy in school.
I've never heard of him before.
Yeah, rumor has it he's already got a divorce and a kid.
But we're so young, though.
Oh, dude, he's lived a full life.
Yeah, his parents own a dog grooming place.
What? How'd he get that Super Bowl ticket?
He didn't pay for it, I'll tell you that much.
How'd he get it?
Well, apparently he just spends his time going to Super Bowls with other people's girls that he didn't pay for. Which he could, because he has a Rolex.
That's so cool. I want to be like Roy one day.
Yeah, don't we all?
Well, at least you guys have your dates.
Wait, ping pong?
Sprinkle!
Wait, where's your dates at?
What?
Roy has them!
Ooh, get high!
Come on, Roy, say something for the rest of us!
Yeah, well, guys, you go beat him up!
No, it's too late, Junior. You know what they say, once they go Roy, they stay there. But honestly, I'm not that mad. I mean, who can blame him? It is Roy.
Yeah, it's such a Roy move.
All right, class, the school dance is over. So grab your date and go home where the real party's about to start.
So what do we do now?
We should probably go home. This is Roy's world. We're just living in it.
Hmm.
Ugh, that dance was so stupid.
I know, right?
Yeah, see, Junior, this is why I don't like girls. I like men, like Ken. Anyway, I have to get home. If I'm not back in the closet by midnight, I'm in trouble.
All right, see you later, Cody.
So what are you going to do now, Junior?
I think I'm going to listen to my dad's advice. I'm going to cut someone's brakes.
Yeah, you do that, dude.
Chef Phoebe, where's the scissors?
Roy! Junior, it's not what it looks like. Okay, it is what it looks like. But it's Roy! Look, he treats me special. It's something that you could never do. Come on, Roy, let's go and get him.
Oh, man, Marvin. It's not every day I have Monday off. Especially not all the days that aren't Monday. But today is Monday, and I have the day off. I love it. I'm like reverse Garfield. I love Mondays. What do you do on Mondays, Marvin? Other than nothing, which is what you do every day.
He sits right here and holds the couch down so he doesn't blow away.
So you just get out of bed, you walk over to this couch, and you sit here for, like, what, 16 hours?
Well, listen, I like to watch TV. I watch my favorite shows, and also, I turn on the news. There's a lot of good things when you turn the news on.
Breaking news, okay? Chick-fil-A is giving out 4 golden cups, and if you're a lucky winner, you can win free Chick-fil-A for life and a big surprise.
Oh, my God! Chick-fil-A's giving away 4 golden cups? Does this mean Chicky Wonka's finally giving away his Chick-fil-A factory?
Chicky Wonka?
Yes, Marvin, the legend of Chicky Wonka. He's never made a public appearance, but some people say one day he's going to give away his Chick-fil-A factory to some lucky kid to carry on his legacy.
Chicky Wonka's not a real person.
Yes, he is, Marvin. He invented the chicken sandwich. He's the first person to think of putting a piece of chicken between 2 pieces of bread. He's a fucking maniac.
Listen, even if Chicky Wonka was real and was going to give away his Chick-fil-A factory if someone found a golden cup, they're only giving out 4 golden cups. There's 300 million Americans. How are you going to get one of the 4 cups?
You're right, Marvin. I have to buy a bunch. I'll be right back.
But there's so many Chick-fil-A locations, they're not going to put one in this stupid town.
Okay, I got the Chick-fil-A cups. Now let's see if any of them are gold. No. 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 No.
Okay, listen, I can tell you that none of them are gold.
How?
Because they're white. I have eyes.
Oh, maybe it's a scratch-off kind of thing.
It's not a scratch-off. Listen, there's so many Chick-fil-A locations. Someone is going to find the gold one, maybe like in New York City or like a big city. They're not going to put it in a small town like this. And think about it, like, people buy a lot of lottery tickets and they don't win the lottery.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so there's no way we're going to get the golden cup. The only way you could possibly get the golden cup is someone else has to win it and probably sell it on eBay.
Oh, I should check eBay. That's a good idea.
Yeah, check eBay because it's not going to be any stupid, ugly cups.
Marvin! I found one on eBay for
$5,000. $5,000 for a Chick-fil-A cup?
Well, yeah, but it could be my only chance to visit Chicky Wonka's factory.
The news never said you get to meet Chicky Wonka's factory. It said a lifetime supply of Chick-fil-A and a surprise.
Well, every real Chick-fil-A fan knows the surprise is a visit to the Chick-fil-A factory.
Listen, if you think it's that worth it, then spend $5,000.
Marvin, I don't have $5,000. You never pay me.
What? I can't believe you don't have $5,000. Well, you're lazy? You don't work?
Well, I work all the time. I work a hell of a lot more than you do.
Oh, okay. You want to bring in me not having a job? Nah, I'm angry.
Okay, be angry. You're still poor. We're both poor.
Oh, listen. You want a stupid $5,000 golden Chick-fil-A cup? It looks no different than these cups, except that it's golden. Why don't you just paint one of these cups gold and say you won?
Marvin, that's a great idea. I can paint it gold and then contact the Chick-fil-A Association and then tell them that's the real cup. And then when the real winner shows up, I'll just call them a liar.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Oh, wait. Do you have like a gold Sharpie?
I don't know. Look, I don't know.
Okay, I'll go find one.
$5,000 for a Chick-fil-A cup.
I found a Sharpie, bitches. It's time to color. Oh, yeah. That's looking real good. I'd believe that if I was Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Dang, what the hell is this?
What is that, Jeffy?
I found it in the mailbox. Is this supposed to be me?
I can only assume yes, because it has a pencil in the nose and a blue helmet on, and I don't know what that means.
That is fucked up. That is fucked up that it looks like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Guys, is this looking okay?
Yeah, sure, buddy.
Really?
Listen, Jeffy found this in the mailbox. Well, what does that mean?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I might interpret that as a threat.
Yeah, that looks weird. Someone's after you, I think.
I think they're going to wear my skin.
Yeah, because that is weird.
Guys, I don't think this is going to work.
It does look pretty bad. I mean, you could try spray painting it.
Marvin, spray paint? You're a genius!
Hey, buddy!
Jeffy, get it out of my face. It's weird.
Marvin, you don't use your brain much, but if you did, imagine the things you could do. Because this looks like a solid gold Chick-fil-A cup.
Why is it bumpy?
I don't know. It just dried weird. But still, it looks solid gold. So now all I have to do is call the Chick-fil-A Association, tell them this is the real thing, and I get a one-way ticket to Chick-fil-A-ville.
You mean the Chick-fil-A?
That is where it's in Chick-fil-A-ville. It's where the Chick-fil-A factory is. Okay. I'm going to go call them.
Yeah, you do that. Jeffy!
Oh, so you did notice I was gone.
Yes.
I was coloring a cup, too.
Jeffy, the Chick-fil-A factory is not real. There's no Chicky Wonka, and that looks like shit.
Well, we'll see about that.
Okay, I called them, and they said they're on their way. That must be them now! I'm gonna go answer it!
Why is this my life? Why can't I just have a quiet day where I sit on the couch and do nothing?
I'm really pissed about this.
I don't know whether you even got that, and I think that should be our concern, is where this came from.
I agree.
Well, congratulations for finding the gold cup! Thank you. I knew my talent for finding things completely by chance would finally pay off someday. Well, you found one of our four gold cups! Yep, I sure did. That's the real thing. Why does it smell like spray paint? Oh, well, you see, I actually filled it with paint when I was painting my house. Well, there's no paint inside the cup! Oh, well, sorry, that was a lie. No, I actually had it near me when I was spray painting my house. What? Well, no, sorry, that was another lie, my bad. Actually, I was huffing paint when I found it. You were huffing paint? Yeah, I was so excited I found it, I just started huffing paint like crazy. Well, you must have been really excited! Yeah, I sure was. Well, what is that cup? Oh, shit. That was just something I was doodling on. Well, it looks like you tried to paint that cup gold! Yeah, I did try that. Yeah, I actually tried to cheat, and then it turned out I didn't even need to because I found the real thing. Wow, that's really lucky. Yeah, sure is. What about that gold cup over there? I didn't do that one.
Oh, that one was mine. I was trying to cheat, too.
Are you sure? Because it looks like the real thing to me.
Oh, well, shit. Yeah, it's a real thing.
Holy cannoli, we have two winners right here. Really? Just like that? Yeah! I don't fucking care! Well, you hear that, Marvin? He doesn't fucking care! Okay, we're gonna bring your surprise to you tomorrow! Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy! Me and Jeffy get to go to the Chick-fil-A factory!
No. He just said he'll bring you guys a surprise tomorrow. They can't bring you the Chick-fil-A factory.
Well, obviously what he means is he's gonna send us a driver to bring us to the Chick-fil-A factory.
I don't think that's what the surprise is gonna be.
Marvin, can I sleep on your couch? I'm just so excited. I can't wait. I wanna go to sleep right now.
Okay. I think we need to figure out where that thing came from.
Yeah, me too. I'm wondering.
Oh, I'm so excited to see Chicky Wonka. I hope I win his Chick-fil-A factory. There he is!
Hello, everybody. I'm Chicky Wonka.
Oh, he's a cow.
Turn in your golden cups.
There you go.
Here you go.
Here you go.
Here you go.
All right, let's move inside. Come inside my Chick-fil-A factory. Look at the chicken nugget tree. Go ahead and take a 12 count. It's free. Grab some Chick-fil-A sauce from the river. It's complimentary.
Oh, wow, is that a real river of Chick-fil-A sauce?
Yep, that's 750,000 gallons of Chick-fil-A sauce.
I want a chicken nugget.
Oh, look, the Kalimpa Loompas.
Moo. Moo. Moo, moo, moo. Moo, moo. Moo. Damn it! Another kid fell into the Chick-fil-A sauce river. Now we have to drain it and clean the whole thing. Cowabaloopas, go get that fucker. You guys want to see our slaughterhouse? You want to see some chickens fucking die?
Oh boy, do I!
Welcome to the slaughterhouse. That's right, kill those bitches. Well, Brooklyn guy, it looks like you're the last one left.
Does that mean I win the factory?
Well, hold on. I have to use the bathroom. Make sure you don't go into that room that has a special chicken that doesn't make you gassy.
Chicken that doesn't make you gassy? I gotta try that. Oh, this chicken is so good. Oh, What's happening? What's happening? Why am I turning blue? And why am I getting fat? Oh, no. Why am I floating up? Why am I floating? No, I'm floating up toward those propellers! Oh, well, if I fart, it's making me go lower!
Hey! I told you not to come in here!
You said the chicken wouldn't make me gassy!
We're still working on it!
Well, do I still win the factory?
No! I told you not to come in here! You get nothing! You lose! good day, sir!
It's too bad I don't have any candy I can give him to make him think I'm a good person.
What? Wait, was it just a dream? Oh, thank God. There's still time to impress Chicky Wonka.
What?
I just have to make sure I don't eat the chicken that doesn't make you burp.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Marvin, I just had the most incredible dream that I went to Chicky Wonka's factory, and there was a river of Chick-fil-A sauce, and I got to meet Chicky Wonka, and Jeffy was there. But then I pissed off Chicky Wonka because I ate the chicken that makes you not burp, but it does turn you blue and make you really fat, and it makes you fly. So then I had to shit my pants to get back down, and Chicky Wonka got mad.
What are you talking about? All those paint fumes are making you so high you're having weird dreams.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Hey there! I decided to bring you a surprise early! Two pictures of a Chick-fil-A sandwich signed by S. Truett Cathy!
Who the fuck is S. Truett Cathy?
He's the founder of Chick-fil-A!
No, the founder of Chick-fil-A is Chicky Wonka!
Who is Chicky Wonka?
He's the guy, the cow, with the factory and the cow Oompa Loompas?
What the fuck are you talking about? You know, the cow Oompa Loompas and the Chick-fil-A sauce river, the factory, you know? You better get your head checked, son. I think those paint fumes are frying your brain. Enjoy the signatures.
Marvin, this is the worst day of my life. Chick-fil-A lied to me.
Well, you have the signature from the real crew.
I don't want S. Truett Cathy's bullshit signature. I hate Chick-fil-A now. But this is the worst Monday I've ever had.
I thought you liked Chick-fil-A. I thought you loved it. You loved it.
No, I hate Chick-fil-A. They lied to me. Garfield was right about Mondays.
We still... Pee-pee-poo-poo-giny.
Don't say that, Jeffy.
Pee-pee-poo-poo-giny.
Stop saying that.
Pee-pee-poo-poo-giny.
Jeffy, stop it.
Pee-pee. Poo-poo-giny.
Knock it off.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Well, last week my grandfather died.
Aww, I'm so sorry.
Don't be. I'm already over it. See, he left me a buttload of cash, and guess what I spent it on?
What?
I opened up a brand new Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria.
Why would you do that? The last place tried to kill us multiple times.
Yeah!
Well, don't worry. This place is going to be way better, because I opened a sister location.
Dun, dun, dun.
And this one's totally different because I updated all the animatronics so they're not as scary, and I installed shock collars so whenever they try to kill you, they get a shock.
They're still gonna try to kill us?
Maybe, but that's what the shock collars are for. I mean, yeah, one of them did eat my daughter, but that's her fault because she didn't shock him fast enough.
Well, no one wants to go to a place where the animatronics can kill you.
I'm not going.
Well, that's okay because you're not invited. I was inviting Marvin and Jeffy, my two best friends.
We're not going either, especially if they can still kill us.
Oh, come on. I need two people to check it out and tell me if it's good before I open it up to the public.
What would we get out of it?
I'll pay you.
Well, money is nice, but can you promise that they won't hurt us? So you promise they won't hurt us?
Yeah, come on, let's just go. Okay, welcome to the sister location. So if you'll notice, when you first walk in, the lobby's an elevator.
Wait, the whole lobby is an elevator?
Yeah, so you go right in through the front door into an elevator.
That's weird.
You don't like it, do you?
Well, no, it's unique.
No, the way you said that makes it sound like you don't like it.
No, it's just, I've just never seen that before.
Okay, well, I will work on the lobby not being an elevator, but for right now it is. So I'm going to press the second floor button.
Oh, God, something's going to break.
Yeah, I think there are rats chewing on the cables. I got to work on that.
Well, at least the elevator music's nice.
Thank you. I made it my own.
Oh, okay, that was rough.
Yeah, I gotta fix that too. And the doors don't open at the same time. That's another thing I gotta work on.
What is this?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. The hallways aren't finished yet.
What, the hallways aren't finished? How are we gonna get to the next room?
Well, we gotta crawl in through the vents.
What? Crawling through the vents? Why would you invite us to test out a place that's not even done yet?
Because I don't like being here alone. It's scary.
Well, I don't want to be here either if it's scary.
Look, you're already here. Just crawl through the vents with me. It's a very nice vent. I spent so much money on it.
Okay, fine, we'll crawl through the vents.
See, I told you the vents were nice.
I mean, they are very big.
Yeah, I made them just big enough for an animatronic to crawl through.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Now that I'm thinking about it, that seems like a really bad idea. I should have made them just big enough for me. I hope that doesn't come back to bite me in the ass.
I'm a caterpillar.
Yeah, so if you just follow Jeffy through to the end of the vent, we'll be in another room.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the first room, which is my office. I don't know why I decided to make it look scary as fuck.
Yeah, it's really dark. You could add more lights and make it more colorful.
Oh, that's a good idea. But I like to spend a lot of time in here because I can keep track of stuff while I build. But before we go any further, I'm going to need you guys to sign a waiver in case you get eaten.
A waiver?
Yeah, it's really just more of a formality, so just go ahead and sign right there.
I'm not signing anything because I don't want to get eaten.
No, come on, sign it.
Just type my name?
Yeah.
It's all glitchy.
It's a little buggy.
I don't know what letter I just pressed.
That's okay.
It just counted as two.
Let's keep going, Marvin.
Okay, I don't know what I'm pressing.
Sign your name.
I don't know what I just did.
Okay, fuck this. What? I saw you try and that's all that matters. Jeffy, all I need is an I do.
I do!
There you go. You are now responsible for your own safety. So you guys want to see Funtime Foxy?
What? Funtime Foxy?
Yeah, let me turn the light on. Goddamn light. Here. See? There he is. Funtime Foxy.
Why is he called Funtime Foxy?
Because we have a fun time. Say hi, Foxy. Foxy says hi. He's just shy right now. Now, you guys want to see Ballora?
Who's Ballora?
She's the hottest robot in town. She has huge cans.
What?
Yeah, let me show you.
Oh. I don't see anything.
Yeah, she's not there right now. Hold on, let me just electrocute her till she gets back in place.
What?
Yeah, there she is. Isn't she hot, Marvin?
So it's like a robot girl?
Yeah, all the things I've done to her. Ooh, you wouldn't believe it. All right, let's get back in the vent so I can show you another room.
Back in the vents?
Yeah, it's all vents. Come on.
Okay.
Caterpillar time!
Why are we only traveling through air vents?
Because the hallways aren't done yet, and I don't want to spoil the surprise for how cool the hallways are going to be.
How cool can hallways be?
Oh, they're going to be so cool. You're going to look at the hallways and say, are these rooms? And I'll be like, no, they just get you to rooms.
I don't understand why you're doing so much work on the hallways.
Look, the hallways are really going to be the main attraction.
All right, let's keep crawling.
Okay, guys, so this was supposed to be Baby's room.
Who's Baby?
Well, you see, my daughter designed her own animatronic named Baby, but then it came to life and it ate her, and I was like, well, I told you not to play with that, but now she's trapped inside an animatronic.
So where is she?
She's in there. She's in timeout with the lights off right now. Hold on, let me turn the lights back on. Okay, well, she's not in there. I guess I'm gonna have to electrocute her until she comes back.
You're gonna electrocute your own daughter?
Yeah, why not? All right, Penelope, better get your ass back in there. All right, let me turn the light back on. Okay, well, she's in there, but the lights are shitty. Penelope, get your dead robot ass in here.
What, Dad?
I just wanted to introduce your freakish self to my friends. Friends, meet my life as a teenage robot.
Hi.
Hi.
See, it's weird, because she's, like, dead, but not. I don't really understand how it works. But hey, she can dispense ice cream. I mean, she told me she can. I've never actually seen her do it. Give me ice cream!
No, Dad!
Don't make me electrocute you, young lady. Don't report me to child services.
Dad, there's these little things called bitty bats or some shit, and they're gonna, like, hurt you.
Penelope, what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know!
Okay, well, I'll be on the lookout for Betty Boop or whatever it is you said. Now get out of here. Go do your homework.
Dad, I'm dead. I don't have homework!
Okay, well, just go!
Ugh.
So, guys, that's pretty much the whole place.
So that's all you've worked on and you wanted to show us this?
Yeah, I mean, I do have a scooping room.
What are you doing there?
Well, it's where I scoop.
Scoop what?
I don't know. Stuff. It's fun. I scoop things. Look, come on. Come watch me scoop. Get in the vents.
Caterpillar time again!
This is so inconvenient crawling through vents as an adult.
I know, but look, the hallways are gonna be totally worth it, I promise.
You keep saying the hallways are gonna be worth it, there's no way they're gonna be worth it.
Okay, so this is the scooping room.
What's the point in this room?
Well, this is where I scoop things, of course. Let me show you. See, right here? This is my scoop. See, I'm gonna scoop that mask right there. I'm gonna scoop it. Scoop it. See? Oh, this is a tough one to scoop. Try to scoop it. I scooped it. You get it. You know what a scoop is.
What's the point in any of this? Are you ever going to open it to the public?
I don't know. Right now, it's just kind of my own personal playground. Oh, what happened?
Dad, the power went out.
Oh, well, thank you for telling me, Penelope. Can you go fix it?
No, Dad. That's your job.
Oh, yeah? Well, what if I shock you? Oh, that's right. It doesn't work because the power's out. I really hope we don't run into any of the animatronics I've been abusing. That would suck. Okay, guys, let's get back in the vents. We gotta go to the circuit breaker room.
It's so dark in the vents without any lights.
Yeah, I don't have any flashlights. All I have is the light from my phone's camera, and it only works when I take a picture.
Why?
I don't know, it's broken or something.
Well, look, take a picture so we can see where we're going.
Okay.
Did you see that?
No, I was looking at my camera. What happened?
Take another picture! Did you see that?
Yeah, I am fucking terrified.
What? Take another one! Okay, now it's gone.
Good, now we can keep going.
Okay, come on, Jeffy. Caterpillar time!
Man, I really hate having to use my camera like this.
I found his flashlight!
Oh, that's great. This was getting really old. Just hold it right there. I'll fix the circuit breaker. Oh, yeah, I forgot. This is just a picture of a circuit breaker.
You just put up a picture of a circuit breaker, not a real one?
Yeah, I haven't put the real circuit breaker in yet, so I just have a picture there to remind me of where it's supposed to go.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard!
I know.
Wait, the thing behind you, its face is open.
Oh, yeah, it is. That's Funtime Freddy. Hold on, I'll go fix it. Freddy, what are you doing? Your face isn't supposed to be open like that unless someone's working on you. Let me just close that back up for you. Good as new. Oh, okay. Well, you're not supposed to be doing that. No, you are not. Actually, I should probably stop touching Freddy's nose. Foxy said he'll kill me if I touch Freddy's nose 20 times.
Why 20 times?
I don't know. Me and Foxy are cool in every other way, but that's the one boundary he has. He does not like it when I touch Freddy's nose 20 times.
Stop,
don't do that! Please, don't do that! Oh, shit. Guys, we need to hide right now. Foxy's coming. Quick, hide behind this file cabinet.
Okay.
Okay, everybody hide back here and keep your heads down so Foxy doesn't see us.
But you said to keep your head down.
I'm curious, Marvin. You know this about me. Oh, no. Foxy's here. He looks so pissed. Wait, what's going on? Oh, it looks like they're chit-chatting. I really hope Freddy doesn't tell Foxy where we are. Oh no, Freddy's pointing at us. I think maybe he just ratted us out. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he definitely just told Foxy what he wants to know. Oh, no, they just high-fived. I think we're in trouble. Oh, Foxy's coming. Cower. Do you think he's gone? I don't know. I don't hear him. Okay, I'm gonna stick my head up real quick. And if he's there, I don't know what my plan is, okay? And... hey there, Foxy. You know what? I dropped my pen. Let me just grab that real quick. Run to the vents!
Quick, crawl to the vents as fast as you can!
What the fuck was that?
Is that the thing your daughter wonders about?
That looked nothing like Betty Boop. Come on, let's get the hell out of here.
Oh, damn it. This isn't the elevator room. Those vents are so confusing.
Because we should be using hallways.
They're not ready yet.
Okay, let's get back in the vents and find the elevator and get out of here.
Oh, no.
What?
It's Ballora.
Why is her face open like that?
I don't know, man. I made the animatronics when I was drunk and I was thinking of freaky stuff.
You really like shocking me, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, now it's time for me to shock you.
Come here, boy.
Get in the vent.
All right, everyone get in the vents.
Okay, wait a minute.
No, don't look. We gotta hurry.
No, wait. Did you really build vents in the hallways?
Okay, fine. I admit it. There were never gonna be hallways, okay? I built the vents in the hallways because I thought the vents were cool. I thought we could crawl around like Chuck E. Cheese. But then you shit on it, and it made me embarrassed, so I didn't want to tell you the truth.
This is the stupidest place I've ever seen.
I know.
You're telling me that we could have had hallways, but you built vents, and we have to crawl around everywhere we go?
I'm sorry, okay? Let's just get in the vents.
Keep crawling!
Hey, Dan!
What, Penelope, what are you doing in here?
I'm in the vents. I'm trying to help you. Follow me!
Well, yeah, take us to the elevator room.
Quick, Dan, in here,
Wait, Penelope, this is the scooping room, not the leaving room.
Oopsie!
Wait, why are all the animatronics in pieces? Wait, Marvin, what is that?
Y'all better run.
Ah, Marvin, what the fuck is that? What is that thing?
Oh, no!
What, Penelope, what is that? Wait, I think I understand. I think all the animatronics disassembled themselves and then turned themselves into one giant one. Why would they do that? I mean, they had a better chance of catching us if there was more of them. Wait, Penelope, you betrayed us! Why?
Shocking, isn't it?
Oh, I get it, because I always used to shock you. Yeah, I guess it makes sense that you would do this.
One way or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you.
Marvin, I have a plan. Hey, Tube Man! What's that? Run, Marvin, run! Come on!
What?
Run!
What is it? What were you pointing at? What'd you lose? I can help you find it.
Marvin, I think they're pretty distracted. I think we can leave at a pretty leisurely pace. Come on. Ugh, okay, we're finally back in the elevator. Let me just push the down button. Man, I really gotta work on those doors. So, what'd you think?
That was the worst place I've ever been to.
Okay. What would you change about it?
Take the vents out of the hallways and have actual hallways.
Okay, noted.
You know what? Just tear the whole place down.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't like it. It's just awful.
Okay, well, when we get back to your house, I'll tell you all the things I don't like about it. It's stinky, and you have bad hallways.
Marvin, you're back. How was your night?
It was so awful.
What happened?
His place is the worst place I've ever visited.
Yeah, they don't like the place I built.
He has no hallways. Everything is air vents. To get to one room, you have to crawl through an air vent. My knees hurt.
Okay, fine. I'll tear the whole thing down. How about that? Would that make you happy? Maybe I'll build a shopping mall. No, I think we're done here. I think 5 is enough. These are getting way too expensive, and the games just keep getting dumber, and honestly, I just don't care anymore. I mean, I'm done. I mean, I'm tired. This takes so long to do every time. I mean, it's just, we're good. This is enough. How about we do another game series, right? Like Halo? Halo Sick, right? Like, that's cool, or something like that, you know? Angry Birds? You want Angry Birds videos? You don't like that, Marvin? He said no.
Hey guys, it's Logan. We officially launched an SML gaming channel. Go subscribe right now. We're going to be uploading gaming videos every single day.
So, Joseph, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. You want to play a board game?
Sure, but all I have is sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
It's alright, dude.
Guys, me and Timmy just had a great idea that'll make us rich.
Why are you hanging out with Timmy?
We were at my house practicing our vocals.
Yeah, in his closet. He's really good with his mouth. For singing, show him.
Oh my god, on the spot. Okay. The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Whoa, he's actually pretty good for a white boy.
So what's your idea?
I was thinking we should start a boy band like the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC.
Or One Direction.
Wait, Cody, we already started a rock band called Lizard Good.
Lizard Good.
Well, yeah, but that's a rock band. This is a boy band. We like dancing shit.
Well, he's right, dude. Boy bands do pull a lot of girls.
You're telling me I could have a lot of girls all over me?
Wait, Junior, aren't you already dating Penelope?
Yes, I have a girlfriend, but famous people are allowed to cheat on their girlfriends.
Facts.
Okay, I didn't know that. Well, I was just going to do it for the boys.
Yeah, me too, the boys. Except I'm not gay, though.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah, I'll join a boy band, so what's the name of the band going to be?
I was thinking we could call ourselves the Joan Ass Brothers.
Ooh, or NSYNC.
Ooh, or One Erection.
Oh my god, I love that, but what about the Backdoor Boys?
Oh, I love that. Backdoor Boys, that's the one.
You know what? I'm out.
What, Joseph, where are you going?
So, Junior, you're going to join our boy band?
I
mean, it's either that or we play Sorry.
Sure, I'll join.
All right, let's go to the stew. All right, guys, come on. Let's get to cooking.
I thought we were recording a song.
No, Timmy, cooking is what people call making music.
Oh, in that case, we should totally make a chicken Alfredo.
How about we just make a song, Timmy?
Yeah, guys, let's record a song. So every hit song is something that people can relate to, so let's make girls feel good.
Oh, yeah, that sounds really hetero.
Yeah, Junior, I think it's got to be wicked gay.
Ooh, what if it started something like this? You got the key to my heart, you do.
Oh, and then the next line could be, I never ever want to lose you.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, that's good. And then it could be like, I wanna lick you where you poo-poo.
Oh my god, so hot.
Yeah, right?
I mean, I guess that can be kinda straight. Alright guys, let's record the song. You know what? Let's just record the music video. Let's improv everything.
Yeah, let's do it.
Alright, let's go.
Yeah, this song goes out to all the single boys in the world.
And girls.
But mostly boys.
You got the key to my heart.
You do.
I never ever want to
lose you.
I wouldn't want to live
without you.
I want to lick you where you
do.
We're the Backdoor Boys, making some noise. Don't need no toys. We're the Backdoor Boys. Our anus destroyed. Riding like cowboys. We don't like women. We're the Backdoor Boys.
Pull down your pants like they're full of ants.
Yeah, schlong so big, put me in a trance.
Yeah, like a baseball bat at first glance.
Damn.
Booty so big, gotta be implant.
Damn. Throw that ass back, boy. Make me dance.
I felt that with him like we in France.
We. This ain't no ordinary bromance.
Finish too fast, need another chance.
You got the key to my heart.
You do.
I never ever want to
lose you.
I wouldn't want to live
without you.
I want to lick you where you
poo-poo.
We're the Backdoor Boys, making some noise. Don't need no toys. We're the Backdoor Boys. Our anus destroyed. Riding like cowboys. We don't like women. We're the Backdoor Boys.
Oh my god, we sound so amazing!
Guys, we're gonna be huge. We're gonna be bigger than Justin Bieber.
Yes!
And Taylor Swift!
Whoa, that is where I draw the line, mister. I'm a total Swiftie.
Guys, you don't wanna, you know, re-record the song and just straighten up the vocals?
Well, what's wrong with the vocals?
They just sound a little gay.
Junior, look, this song is gonna have me neck deep in chode, and you're gonna be lapping up muff like a dog drinking water out of a bowl.
Oh, that part, yeah, that's what I'm gonna be doing. Me too, woof.
I guess so. Just release the song.
Oh, I already uploaded it.
What, do you think everybody in the world has heard it yet?
Maybe.
Let's go check the news. Okay, guys, let's check the news.
Breaking news, okay? A scarecrow is winning an Outstanding Achievement Award for being outstanding in his field. But hey, it's in his genes.
Oh, I guess our song was too weird for people to listen to it.
But that doesn't make any sense. It was a bop. You know what? Check Yahoo News.
Okay.
Yahoo News.
Oh my god. We made the front cover of Yahoo News.
Only the most famous people get on Yahoo News. We're famous.
I know, right? I've seen Ken K on there like 12 times.
Hold on, guys. My phone's ringing. Hello?
Junior, I just saw you on
on Yahoo News. You're a part of the Backdoor Boys?
Well, not like a big part of it. I think I should have been on the left side.
Your song is number one. It's huge.
Wait, really?
Yes, all my friends think you're so hot.
Really?
Why do you sound so excited, Junior?
Well, I don't sound excited. I just thought it was kind of cool your friends thought I was hot.
You know what? I don't want you being in that boy band anymore if you're doing it to get other girls.
Of course I'm doing it to get other girls. Famous people can cheat on their girlfriends.
What? Junior, you better not make any more music with that group.
Okay, fine. I won't. Sorry, guys. I can't be a part of the Homo Boys anymore.
No, Junior. We need you. We're the Backdoor Boys.
Yeah, three backdoors is way better than two.
Guys, my girlfriend said I can't. Who's at the door?
Let's answer it together.
Okay. Hello?
Hey there, I'm Talon Agent, and walking target on my back, Steve Stahlberger.
What are you doing here?
Well, you kids are the Backdoor Boys, and I'm the front door man with the front door plan, and a suitcase full of cash.
I like the cut of his jib, Junior. He's got a well-cut jib.
He is very handsome.
Wait. Explain what's going on.
Well, the song you boys made is huge, I tell you, huge. So I want to give you $500,000 to make a new song and sign with my record label and become slaves to corporate greed.
Well, the thing is, my girlfriend just told me I can't make any more music.
Ah, phooey. I guess I'll find a gayer group of kids to give this money to.
No. I want the money. We'll do it.
I knew I'd get you with the money.
Okay, just give me a few dollars.
No. You gotta make the song first.
Come on, guys. Let's go back to the stew. Okay, guys. Let's hurry up and record this song. And can we please make it straight this time?
Okay, a little straight. Got it.
Isn't Penelope gonna be mad?
She won't be mad when I show her $500,000 in cash.
You're not getting all $500,000.
Yeah, we have to split it.
She won't be mad when I show her $250,000 in cash.
You're not getting half either. We have to split it three ways.
I don't know what the number is split three ways.
Well, that would come out to us each getting about $166,000.
I would only get $166,000?
Well, actually, after taxes, it's more like $104,000.
You're telling me I'm gonna record this stupid game? Song for only $104,000?
Junior, that's still pretty good. It's $104,000 more than you would have had otherwise.
Okay, fine. I'll record the song, but only if it's straight.
Yeah, we'll make it super straight. So, what should our next song be about?
I get one word. Cowboys.
Yeehaw. Hey, Cody, why don't you come over here and be my little horsey?
On my way.
Ride it like a horsey boy.
Okay. Ride it like a horsey boy.
Okay. Ride it like a horsey boy.
Okay. Ride it like a horsey boy.
Okay.
Get on top. Turn it around. Reverse cowboy. I'm going to town. Like a pig in the mud. I'm rolling around. Swimming in the booty. I hope I don't drown. I want you to be my gay cowboy. Cowboy.
Put on a saddle, spank me with a paddle. Hit me so hard, make my ass cheeks rattle. Hit me harder, daddy, you know I won't tattle. Hop on my horse so I can't skedaddle.
Where you going, baby? The fun just started. Don't think that smell is because I just farted. You know I'm like Moses because your cheeks just parted. If you leave me, I'll be brokenhearted.
Okay, guys, no, I'm done. I want to leave the band.
What? Come on, Junior, you didn't even sing your part.
Yeah, you totally choked.
And not in a good way.
I just can't do it. I can't sing this song. The lyrics are too gay.
What do you mean? It's not gay. It's about cowboys.
You literally said smack my ass, make it rattle.
Well, yeah, I was talking about the horse. You know, when you're riding a horse, you smack its butt to make it go faster.
What about the part where you said, ride it like a horsey boy?
I was talking to the cowboy and telling him to ride the horsey.
What about the part where you literally said, I want you to be my gay cowboy?
Oh my god. Gay isn't happy. Like a happy cowboy.
Oh, that's not what I meant at all. I meant like straight up homosexual cowboy.
See, that's why I want to leave. So I'm just going to leave.
Well, you're not going to get paid for the song.
Well, just pay me from the first song. It was a number one hit.
Well, we didn't make any money off the first song. We uploaded it for free on a non-monetized channel.
Oh. Well, I guess this chapter of my life is over because I'm done.
Oh, wow. So should we finish the music video?
Well, yeah. Ride it like a horsey, boy. Hey, Junior, we got our cash.
Yeah, it's a shame you had to leave the menage a trois, Junior.
Yeah, you know, I wish I could have stayed, but I just didn't want to leave a really bad digital footprint out there.
Junior, you've said the N-word before.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to pick a path, and I chose that one. I just didn't want two bad things out there, so I'm kind of glad I left. What are you going to spend your money on?
I'll probably spend it on my Harvard tuition.
Ooh, I'm going to buy a pony. Like, a real pony.
God damn it, Timmy!
Oh my god, that's my father. I need to straighten up.
Timmy, what's this pickle-looking shit I heard on the radio?
It's for a school project, father.
No sirree, Bob. You're one step away from conversion camp there, mister. So you take your Fruity Pebble Flintstone ass on home and yabba-dabba do your homework.
Can I at least say bye to my friends first?
No! Go home and read your Bible, Leviticus 18:22. Read it over and over and over again and write it 1,000 times and put it on the refrigerator. Let me have a word with you kids. Stop trying to turn my son into a homo, okay? Stop trying to make him eat Skittles and taste the rainbow and shit.
I don't think your son needs any help.
Stop it. Zip it. Knock it off, okay?
Well, we were making money off the song.
I don't care about your chump change. And also, why is my hungry, hungry hippo sticky?
What?
Leave him alone.
Can I have Timmy's half of the money since his dad didn't want it?
Sure, I don't give.
Boynie, why was this wet microphone in the toilet?
No, Karen, that's not a microphone. It's a toilet brush.
Speak into the mic, Boynie. They can't hear you.
No, Karen, get that out of my face. It smells like poop.
Wait, you said it's a brush? Let me brush your hair.
Get that away from me. It's wet from all the piss water. It's a toilet brush. You use it to clean toilets.
Why wouldn't you just flush, Boynie?
Well, you use it after you flush in case there's leftovers.
Ew! What do I do with it now?
I don't know. Throw it away at this point. Oh, yeah, that's just great. That's great, Karen. You know, sometimes I think my life would be better without you.
You don't mean that, Boynie!
Yes, I do. Look how fast I'm nodding. That's how much I mean it.
Flash bang!
What the hell is that?
Boynie, help!
Shut up!
What the hell was that? Was that a flashbang? Wait, wait. They just kidnapped my wife. Oh, my God. What am I going to do?
Woo! Yeah! Shake those knockers! Let me motorboat. Oh, this is the best day ever!
Whew. Ugh. Oh, man. Hose. That was great. Well, I guess I should probably call the cops and report my wife kidnapped.
I bet you called the cops.
Yeah, guy, what's going on?
Somebody kidnapped my wife.
Your wife?
Yeah, we were just sitting on the couch minding our own business, and I was telling her how much happier I would be without her, and then all of a sudden these two random guys broke in, and they threw a flashbang at us, and they kidnapped her. And then I went to the strip club to grieve.
Well, why didn't you call us first?
Well, you know, I had to go to the strip club, you know, to grieve.
Wait a minute, guy, didn't you take out a huge life insurance policy on your wife just a few days ago?
Well, yeah, but that's because she got in her third car accident, and I figured, hey, if she's gonna die, I might as well make some money off of it.
Well, you know, mate, that does sound suspicious.
What? No. You guys don't actually think I hired somebody to kill my wife just because I told her I would be happier without her, and I took out a big life insurance policy on her, and I went to the strip club to celebrate. I mean, grieve.
All right, mate, put your hands behind your back.
What? No, come on, I didn't even do anything!
Well, let the judge decide that, guy.
Oh, come on, this is so bogus.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Puber, and today we will be hearing the case of Brooklyn Guy, who is being accused of arranging the kidnapping of his own wife. But first I'd like to thank our courtroom sponsor for today, Dragon City. Yes, that's right, today's trial is sponsored because our federal funding is quite limited. So everybody please direct your attention to the TV on the wall so we can watch an ad by Dragon City.
Hey there, Dragon Masters. I'm back with more tales from Dragon City. Just wait till I tell you what's new in the Dragon Realm. My Dragon Empire has grown massively. We're not just talking about a few dragons here and there. We're talking a full-blown dynasty, and the Dragon City roster is constantly adding unique creatures. It's like every time I log in, there's a new dragon waiting to join the Cody Kingdom. But being a Dragon Overlord isn't just about collecting. It's also about creation. The game's constantly evolving, with even more magical habitats and buildings. And for the competitive players out there, the PvP battles are epic arenas built just for us. I've been defending my title and climbing higher and higher on the leaderboard. If there was a Dragon Master crown, it'd be sitting right here in my little puppet head. And the game wouldn't be the same without their challenges that require some real mental power. There are realms within realms, each with mysteries that'll test the limits of your dragon squad. In the social clubs, trading dragons has become the new stock market. There are also alliances that feel like being part of an exclusive club where everyone's just as dragon-obsessed as I am. And yes, I still sneak peeks at the other cities to make sure mine stays top tier. So if you haven't tried Dragon City yet, now's the time. Click the link in the description or scan the QR code to join. You'll get a special bundle with 15,000 food, 30,000 gold, and the legendary Neo Izumi Dragon to kick off your journey with a bang. Go build your own Dragon Empire now.
Thank you, Dragon City. So, we can proceed with the case. So, did you kill your wife or what?
No, Your Honor, I would never do anything bad to my wife. I mean, yeah, there are some days I wish it was legal for me to hit her, and there are some days I want to suffocate her with a pillow in her sleep. The sweet feeling of her gasping last breath as she dies would be the greatest feeling in the world. But every husband feels that way about their wife sometimes, right?
Yes, I can agree. My wife can get on my nerves sometimes, too. But I'm a little confused, though. When you realized your wife had been kidnapped, you went to the strip club. Why didn't you call 911?
Oh, well, I thought whoever kidnapped my wife would probably bring her back after 5 minutes because she's annoying as hell. Also, there was this stripper I've always wanted to pap, and I thought this would be my only chance to go to the strip club without my wife calling me asking me where I was.
Well, it's just a little suspicious that you didn't call the police. It's almost like you were celebrating that your wife had been kidnapped.
Oh, come on, Your Honor. I would never celebrate anything bad happening to my wife. You can ask anybody. They'll tell you I love her. Like, Simmons, don't I love my wife?
No.
But don't listen to Simmons. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Ask anybody else.
All right, then. Let's ask your daughter. Penelope, would you say your father hates his wife? Would he ever cause harm to her?
Oh, my dad hates her. He always says she's annoying, and he's always being mean to her. My dad likes to play Grand Theft Auto and run over women with a car, and he pretends it's his wife. He would definitely hire someone to kill her.
I see.
Oh, come on. Nuh-uh. Your Honor, I plead nuh-uh. Look, if you just give me a chance to clear my name, I promise I will do that.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I give you 12 hours to prove you are innocent. But if you can't prove you didn't do this, I will bang this gavel so hard and sentence you to the electric chair.
Deal, Your Honor. Out of my way.
Marvin, I want to get my nails done.
Baby, we're puppets. We don't have nails.
Aw, man.
Hey, guys.
You just walk into our house without asking or ringing the doorbell?
Yeah, it's really important. I'm in a lot of trouble.
What's going on?
Well, my wife got kidnapped.
Oh, no!
Well, your wife got kidnapped. Who would do that?
I don't know, but the worst part is everybody thinks I did it, and now I have 12 hours to prove my innocence or I'm going to get the electric chair.
What evidence do they have that you did do it?
Well, none, really. But, I mean, hey, we need a problem, right?
Okay, so who do you think would kidnap your wife? Who would want her?
I don't know. I don't know who would want her. I don't even want her. I guess that's why I'm the prime suspect. I don't think anybody hates my wife more than I do. Hell, maybe I did do it and I just don't remember.
Did you do it?
No. I couldn't have done it.
Well, is there anyone that hates you and is trying to frame you?
Hates me? Me? I'm Brooklyn T guy. I carry these videos. Look at any top 10 list. I guarantee I'm number one. And if I'm number two, it's right after this bozo. Like, come on. Look at him. I mean, I carry those videos. No, nobody hates me.
Where am I on the list?
Oh, you're not even top 10. You're not even top 20. You're right at the bottom, right under Mr. Pig and Corn Dog.
Aww.
Okay, let's stay on track. Who do you think would kidnap your wife?
I don't know. I don't even know where you go to hire goons to kidnap wives. Oh, hold on, my phone's ringing. Maybe my wife... Okay, guys, what I was trying to say before I ran out like a babbling idiot and definitely didn't forget my line is hopefully they let my wife go and that's her calling me. But I can see from the caller ID it's not my wife. It's my ex-wife. Uh-oh. Why would she be calling? That's so wacky. Hello?
Ooh, hey there, Brooklyn guy. It's me, Deborah Dimpleass.
Hey there, Deborah.
Hey, look at me.
She sounds like Mr. Meeseeks. We didn't have a lot of options for voices. Deborah, what do you want?
I was just wondering if you picked up Penelope from school today.
Yes, I did, Deborah.
Oh, we thank you. And I saw what happened to your wife when she got kidnapped. Oh, what a shame. Who would do that? Not me.
Guys, I'm starting to think maybe Deborah kidnapped my wife.
Oh, so I was wondering if maybe you wanted to get back together.
There's the motive. Hey, Deborah, I think maybe you should come over so we can talk about this.
Ooh, is it gonna be food?
Yeah, there's gonna be food.
Ooh, is it gonna be a lot of food?
Yeah, a lot of food.
Ooh, we can do.
Okay, just call me when you get here. Actually, you know what? You don't have to. I'll hear the dump truck pulling in. Okay, guys, my ex-wife's on the way.
Wait, why is she coming here?
Well, because I'm 99% sure she kidnapped my wife. So if we can just record her admitting it, I can show that to the judge and I won't get the electric chair. Hopefully he'll give her the electric whale tank, because I don't think she's going to fit in a chair.
Okay, so what can we use to, like, motivate her to tell us?
Oh, food.
Well, what kind of food does she like?
Oh, any food. It doesn't matter. Anything with calories and fat, a lot of fat, lard, mayonnaise, butter. I mean, she'll eat anything you put in front of her. She's like a goat. I saw her eat a can one time.
Like a can of food?
Yeah, like a can of SpaghettiOs. She couldn't open it, so she just ate the whole damn can.
She just ate the whole can?
Yeah, the whole thing. She has a stomach like a trash compactor.
Okay, well, then we need to grab some food.
Yeah, let's go get the food. Okay, Marvin, I got the food.
Whoa, is this for all of us to share?
Oh, no, this is just for Deborah.
What, she can eat all this?
Marvin, this is like a light snack for her. She's probably going to complain because there's not enough food. I got 5 triple whoppers with cheese and onion rings and bacon on them. And I got a bowl of ketchup to wash down her plate of french fries. And I got a chocolate shake, and she's probably going to complain because it's not filled all the way to the top. And, just to be safe, I got 2 beefy 5-layer burritos and 2 chalupas from Taco Bell.
I just don't understand how she can eat all this.
Oh, yeah, she makes Joey Chestnut look like a chump. She's banned from all eating competitions all around the world because of her bottomless stomach.
Well, do you think this food's gonna be good enough for her to admit that she kidnapped your wife?
I hope so. Wait, Marvin, do you hear a dump truck backing up? I think she's here. Oh, Marvin. Marvin, look. The ketchup's jiggling. She's off the dump truck. She's heading this way. She's coming.
What do we do?
There's nothing you can do, Marvin. Okay, she's at the door. I'll answer it because she eats people when she gets startled. Hello?
Hey, Brooklyn guy, it's me, Deborah!
I know, Deborah. Hey, it's good to see you. Have you lost weight?
No, I gained 20 pounds, actually!
Oh, well, you know, that's not surprising. Wait, is that a beverage from Taco Bell?
Yeah, I got hungry on the way here, so I ordered a little snack!
Thank you for that.
Yeah, I ordered 12 chalupas because I was so hungry.
Oh, your normal order. Well, that's great because you knew you were coming to dinner. So it's great that you ate first. Come on in.
Ooh-wee, I'm starving.
Oh, yeah? Those 12 chalupas didn't hold you over?
Ooh, is all this food for me?
Yeah, I got you a whole buffet. Just the fattest junk.
Oh, are those triple whoppers?
With cheese.
And bacon.
And onion rings, just like you like them.
See, Brooklyn guy, this is why we need to be together. You know my favorite whopper.
Yeah, well, I think anybody could just look at you and guess it's the biggest one.
I have a question. When did her voice start sounding like Mr. Meeseeks?
Well, ever since she saw that one episode of Rick and Morty, she thought it was really funny and decided to sound like that for the rest of her life.
It's me! Look at me! I'm Mr. Meeseeks! Look at me!
To be fair, it is a very good impression, but to keep that up for the rest of her life is quite a commitment. If only she could commit to losing weight that much.
Okay, well, we have to get her to admit to kidnapping your wife.
I know, I have an idea. Hey, Deborah, I think we should play some truth or dare.
Oh, are you gonna dare me to eat all this food?
No, because you're gonna do that anyway. I was gonna ask you a truth.
Oh, are you gonna ask me my weight?
No.
600 pounds!
Okay, well, that doesn't count. What I was gonna ask you is, did you have my wife kidnapped?
No way!
See, with the Mr. Meeseeks voice, I can't tell if she's being sarcastic or not. Like, was that serious? Oh, hold on, my phone's ringing. Who is calling me? Hello?
Hey, Morty!
What, Karen? Where are you? Are you safe?
I'm back at home!
At home? But where have you been?
The kidnappers dropped me off, Boyney. They said I talk too much. Do you think I talk too much? I don't think I talk too much. I talk a little
too much. Oh, my God! Shut up! Give me the phone! Damn! Hey, babe, listen. I'm sorry for flashbanging you. We were gonna kidnap your wife and ask for ransom money, but holy shit! She's the most annoying thing I've ever seen in my life! So, good luck! Me and my partner, we're gonna turn ourselves in.
Wow, yeah, she is pretty annoying, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Well, my wife is safe.
Wait, so your ex-wife didn't kidnap your current wife?
No. She's fine. Wait, oh. But that means I just bought my fat ex-wife 5 triple whoppers and a whole bunch of junk food and made her think I want to get back with her.
Ooh, is this the part where I take all my clothes off?
Hey, Deborah, I heard Krispy Kreme is offering 3 dozen donuts to the fattest person.
I win! Ooh!
I've never seen her run that fast.
The table's shaking!
Yeah, it's gonna do that for a while. She's still running. She's about a 7 on the Richter scale, and a 600 on a regular scale. Anyway, I'm gonna go tell the judge my wife is home. You might want to get under a table or something.
Well, 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 Brooklyn guy, you actually did it. You proved you were innocent. I guess you're free to go.
Hit, hit.
Hooray!
Woohoo!
Yippee!
Thank you again to Dragon City for sponsoring this video. Don't forget to click the link in the description for your special...
Yeah, fucking Booby.
Wait, who am I? Oh, I'm sorry. Who is this?
Oh, it's fucking Booby. It's me, because I'm Booby. Shit, is that a fucking armadillo? Yeah.
You're going to be just fine. I'm going to take good care of you. I'm your number one fan.
Where am I?
You're at my house. You were in a really bad car accident. You swerved out of the way because you saw an armadillo in the road, and you ran into a telephone pole. I saw everything happen. I was following you because I'm your number one fan.
No, I get that. It's a little weird, but okay. Why didn't you take me to a hospital?
Well, all the roads are closed down because of all the armadillos. There's so many armadillos. They're absolutely everywhere, but don't worry. I'm a nurse. I'll take good care of you. Oh, yes, you broke both your legs. But as long as you stay very still here in my house, then you're going to recover in no time.
Okay, can I just use my phone so I can call my family and let them know what happened?
Well, you see, when you ran into the telephone pole, it actually knocked out all the cell service in the area, so we can't make any phone calls. But don't worry, as soon as that gets fixed, we can call your family. And once the armadillos clear out, I'll drive you to the hospital.
Okay, well, my legs hurt a lot.
I have your pain pills right here. Here, I'll give them to you. All right, open wide. Open up. Open up. Here you go. There you go. Well, don't do that, silly goose. There you go. All right, here's some water. Drink up. There you go. Oh, no. What a messy boy. I'll be right back. You rest up.
But Jeffy, stop coughing.
I can't help it.
What? Marvin, what if he has COVID?
What, Jeffy, do you think you have COVID?
No, I ain't got the damn Kung Flu.
What, Jeffy, don't call it that.
Marvin, we should call a doctor.
Okay, fine. I'll call a doctor.
Hey there. Somebody call a doctor.
I love Brooklyn Guy. He's my favorite character. I'm your number one fan.
You said that multiple times. Where did you get him?
Oh, I got him out of your car. And Cody, too. And this folder of video ideas.
Put them back.
Oh, please. Can I just have a few more minutes with them? They're the real ones. Your hand's been in there. Oh, it smells like you, like Old Spice deodorant, Fiji, and Irish Spring soap.
It's pretty good. Spot on. You got a good nose.
Oh, I know everything about you. I'm your number one fan. You started in 2014 with the summer school series, and Cody was your first character. You also played Jorge, the drug dealer. I didn't like that character. And I also know all your famous lines. He's not a doll, Joseph. And hey, guys, look, the news. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. Chili's, baby back ribs, barbecue sauce.
Yeah, you are a really big fan.
No, not a big fan. You're number one fan. Do you hear me?
Yikes.
I'm sorry. I lost my temper. But can I please just read your video ideas? Just one or maybe two. I need to know what happens next. Does Cody get his teeth whitened or Pumpkin Guy too? Oh, just endless possibilities. Please, please, can I read them?
Go ahead. Anything for my number one fan.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Ruby. Thank you so much.
Bye. Get me the fuck out of here. Oh, no. That's not happening.
Okay.
Where is that doctor? It's been like 30 minutes the doctor hasn't showed up. He always shows up the minute I call him. Something's weird going on. I'm gonna call the cops.
Cody, turn straight!
Yeah, just for one video.
No! If you make Cody straight, it ruins his entire character. That's his entire personality. You remember when you made Joseph secretly rich? That ruined that character for me. He's supposed to be poor. If you make Cody straight, what happens again?
Guess you're going to have to find out.
No.
Please don't do it.
If you're going to ruin Cody's character, you might as well get rid of him. You might as well burn him.
You
see, Pablo, I've realized now that God had me save you from that car accident for a reason. So that I could save Cody's character and make sure that video never gets made.
What are you doing?
We're gonna burn the Cody puppet. So he stays gay forever.
Well, don't do that. I mean, we have plenty of Cody puppets, but burning that one's not going to stop the video from getting made.
Well, then we're going to burn him. I know he's the original one.
That's not the original
one. Well, then it doesn't matter.
Okay, wait. That is the original, okay? So just please don't burn him. What do you want?
Oh, there's nothing you can do. We have to rid the world of evil.
No, please, come on, don't!
Say goodbye to Cody. Oh, goodness, oh, heavens to Betsy! Oh, goodness, oh, heavens to Betsy, oh, goodness.
I mean, we have stunt doubles that look okay. It's just, that was the one. That was the fucking good one.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Wait, you're not the original cop that usually shows up.
I know, Brookie didn't show up for work tonight.
Well, he wasn't a doctor either.
That's weird. Brookie always shows up for work.
I know, he usually shows up the minute we call him.
You know what? I think I'm gonna go look for him.
Yeah, go look for him. See if he's okay. It's weird.
Jiffy, stop coughing. How are you feeling?
You burned my Cody puppet.
I didn't burn Cody. You did, by trying to make him straight. But I got you a surprise. So I called the hospital, and I talked to the lead orthopedic surgeon, and he said you need some exercise. So I got you a wheelchair.
Oh, so the phones are working now.
Only one call went through. And when I talked to the hospital, they told me I was doing a good job. Better than any of them could do. And they can't send an ambulance because of all the armadillos in the road. So why don't you get in your wheelchair and we'll have some dinner.
Al.
I'm glad your arm's feeling better.
Thank you.
I DoorDashed this Applebee's because it's Brooklyn Guy's favorite. Right, Brooklyn Guy? Yeah. I love me Applebee's. Applebee's nuts.
Yeah, he does love Applebee's.
Say it.
What?
Say it.
I like Applebee's.
No. Say it in his voice.
I like Applebee's.
Let's see.
Wait. If you DoorDashed this, how did they get through all the armadillos on the road?
It was a drone.
A drone, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And they did that now.
Would you like some red wine?
Yeah, please. Hey, do you want any sriracha ketchup before I take it all?
No. I'm definitely allergic to sriracha and ketchup.
Wait, so why do you own this?
Because it's your favorite.
That's pretty good, I guess. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, you say you're deathly allergic.
Yes, I'll die out. Kill over. Dead.
You know what would make this dinner perfect?
What?
Some candles.
Oh, Pooby. How romantic. You're right. You're absolutely right. Oh, goodness. Oh, heavens to Betsy. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness.
Oh, goodness.
Is that all right?
Oh, that's perfect. Hey, you know what we should do?
What?
We should make a toast.
To what?
To Cody staying gay forever.
And ever.
And ever.
Oh, heavens to Betsy. Oh, goodness. I'm a silly goose. Oh, heavens to Betsy. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. I ruined dinner.
No. No. God, no.
Heavens to Betsy.
It's fine. Oh,
goodness.
Fucking great. Oh. Hey, actually, I think I just want to go to bed.
Oh.
I'm so tired.
Okay. I'm sorry for ruining dinner.
Oh, not at all. It's fine.
Oh, heavens to Betsy. Oh, goodness. I'm a silly goose. Oh, goodness. I'm sorry. Oh, goodness. All right, so before you go to bed, I was thinking...
What's the typewriter for?
I'm so glad you asked. I read your video ideas, and they're poo. They're really bad. So I was thinking, before you go to bed, you could write me 100 new SML video ideas.
100.
And I got you the best paper money can buy.
Actually, you know what? This paper is not gonna work.
What?
No, this paper, smudges.
Smudges?
Yeah, when you put it in a typewriter and you press the keys, just a big old blob of ink shows up, so that's not gonna work.
But that's the best paper money can buy.
No, I would need, glossy typewriter paper.
Is there anything else I can get for you, Mr. Man?
Ow, okay.
My paper's not good enough!
How about the police?
Okay, fine. I'll go into town and I'll get you more paper, your fancy schmancy glossy paper!
Wait, you're going into town? I thought you said the roads were full of armadillos.
I lied! There are no armadillos! And the phones work! You're not leaving ever!
Okay, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
You're right. Let's get you into bed and get you some more Tic Tacs.
I knew those were painkillers!
All right. There you are. I'll go get you your pain medicine.
That bitch.
Pooby, you've been a dirty birdie.
A what?
You've been snooping around while I was out getting you paper. Your legs must be feeling better.
Nope, they're still pretty broken. I was in a wreck like an hour ago.
Well, I can't risk you escaping.
What is that for?
I'm gonna make sure that you stay with me permanently. I love you. Sweet dreams.
I hate you!
Ow! Ah! Looks like...